a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
We are still counting ballots in Broward County.
5 pages or 6 pages for each of the people who voted.
But other counties have been able to do it.
But other counties didn't have 600,000 votes out there.
Well, Miami-Dade did.
Well, have you been inside Miami? Never mind. Let me go check. I'll check.
But it's a serious...
What? Okay, I'm... Oh, what does she have to... We're all awake, right? Are we all awake? Steve, are we awake? Did we, like, wake up today? Are we dreaming?
I'm good.
What does she have to go check? Steve was like, he's going to go see if she had a size 10 in the back.
Yeah.
What do you have to go check?
I want them new Jordans. I have a size 9. I want a size 10.
Why does she have to go check? Okay, so there's a lot to unpack. A lot. And all hell broke loose. It started when we were on air yesterday. And by the way, it's Friday. Thank heavens that it's Friday. Are we all in agreement on that end, at least? At DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook.
Let me check the calendar.
Find me on Instagram. Yeah. Don't be messing with me, Steve, and be like, no, you guys, it's actually Thursday. Don't be doing that with me. Stop. Don't mess. So the all hell broke loose last night, and it actually started while we were still on air, and it just got worse as the day progressed, and here's why. So I don't know if you went and checked out the hashtag Stop the Steal on Twitter, but wow. So Rick Scott, he's filed suit. I have all your headlines. There's a reason why all the papers are blank today, because I have all the headlines. He has ordered. Well, they have to have a recount. And now he and, not just him, Marco Rubio and a frillion other people are saying that there is an effort to steal the election. And they're pretty convincing. The reason being is that I don't know why it is we have zero transparency on the number of ballots that were cast in Palm Beach County. And in Broward County. Broward's had just a bang-up year, have they not? I mean, and by the way, this was the same county where the Hanging Chad thing happened. When was this? Back in... Is this 2000? Yeah. Was this 2000? It was, yeah. So, yeah, 18 years ago, Broward County was the one that had the Hanging Chad thing. Y'all remember Hanging Chad? For people like Steve, the Hanging Chad thing was when you had to vote. And the little paper dot didn't fall off the vote all the way. Yeah, you had to punch the hole out. And if the little paper dot that was part of the hole didn't fall out all the way, could it be considered a vote? And they called those hanging chads. That's how we all know what those are. I have friends. I was in college and I had a friend who dressed as a hanging Chad for Halloween. It was one of the cleverest costumes. So that's the hanging Chad County. As a result of this, there are a number of people involved that I have no idea why in the hell they're still there. And they include the Broward County Supervisor of Elections, Brenda Snipes, and the Palm Beach Supervisor of Elections, Susan Boucher. Swear this is going to be like Waterboy. So Scott says that they violated federal and state laws because they didn't provide any information to the officials. Furthermore, aren't you supposed to provide, like, a summary of the ballots to, like, the elections board for candidates to contest? And they didn't do that, and they refused to do that. I have to play this audio for you because I saw this last night, and I wasn't quite sure what I was seeing. Audio soundbite 8. This is, hold up, Brenda Snipes, the Broward County Supervisor of Elections. And Brenda Snipes was asked how many ballots remain uncounted. Now, really quick, remember Marco Rubio was saying that the counties around Broward and others, they got hit by a huge, what was it, Category 5 hurricane? They got all their stuff in on time. Why the hell is Broward not doing it? So she was asked, and this is what happened. Listen.
Okay.
Ms. Snipes, can you talk to us at all? Can you talk? You can't speak to us this evening?
On the local recount, maybe at the same time as the state recount.
Dr. Snipes, why did early voting take so long to count?
Yeah, she won't answer anybody. Nobody has any idea. Nobody has any idea at all whatsoever. This is the problem. And, you know, it sounds like they're kind of right. Audio soundbite 9, Rick Scott says, yeah, they're legit trying to steal the election. He's warning everybody.
Now it's down to 15,000 votes. So it's clear. We got some left-wing activists. We've got some Democrat D.C. lawyers. They're down here for one purpose, to steal this election.
So the law that Broward and Palm Beach are violating is apparently section 102.141 for subsection B. And it says, quote, the canvassing board shall report all early voting and all tabulated vote by mail results to the Department of State within 30 minutes after the polls close. Thereafter, the canvassing board shall report, with the exception of provisional ballot results, updated precinct election results to the department at least every 45 minutes until all results are reported. Blah, 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 blah. They're violating that law because they're not doing any of that. Furthermore, because this is such an insane story, furthermore, with this, there's no accountability. They're not being transparent about it. And so Ron DeSantis, and this is how it was reported, he led Andrew Gillum by over 36,000 votes. Rick Scott led Bill Nelson by over 15,000. And they, even if, for and so a couple of my friends over at National Review said, well, DeSantis could weather another 99,000 ballots in Broward without losing his lead. Scott could weather 41,000 in Palm Beach. The numbers are 213 and 89,000, respectively. He said, it's not clear, but Palm Beach, it seems that there are up to 2,000 provisional, 1,500 absentee, and 8,000 write-in ballots left. And it said, and they're just going up through the math. I mean, basically what happens, didn't they find it? They found a big box of ballots. Like, oh, here's some ballots, guys. And they're on video just driving them around in their car. You didn't see that? You didn't see that video? I didn't see because I couldn't send it for audio, but yeah, it's bad. It's super bad, y'all. I don't even know. So Scott filed a lawsuit because it grows. The recount is weird. We may not even know what's going on there till December. Do you realize this? Because if they have to hand count everything, they have to hand count all the absentee and the early vote, that could take forever. Now, here's the other thing that I'm pointing out. Brenda Snipes was convicted before. She was previously convicted. I don't know how she's still there. Don't ask me these. She was convicted previously of shady election stuff. And she's literally at the center yet of another one. She was already in trouble once. She's been there at Broward, at the Broward election. She's been there since, what, 2003, I think? And she's already been in trouble and has already had serious issues. In November 2016... there were some ballots mailed to voters that just didn't have everything on it, including, like, the referendum on marijuana. They just, which I don't, you know, but it didn't have everything for people to vote on. And they just sent them out. They didn't even get those people's votes. They just, you know, whatever. And then, in the August 2016 primaries, she broke federal and state law because she destroyed all the ballots. What? Yeah, she's crazy. She is not trustworthy. Here's the point. They want to undermine the court. They want to undermine how we vote. They want to undermine the election. And they want to undermine the results. It's a total strategy. It is an absolute strategy. In Florida, now you want to know the box I'm talking about? Because Steve's like, what's in the box? This is like some Seven stuff, isn't it? A Florida teacher found a provisional ballot box in a storage area. Oh, you guys want to see the picture of it? Here, hold up. I wish I could show you guys this on radio. Because you, I mean, I swear I'm not making any of this stuff up. This is all real things. Lakeisha Williams of Broward County, she discovered, guys, two ballot boxes 2 days at Miramar Elementary. It would just happen to be left behind by election workers sitting back in a closet somewhere that nobody really had been in. And she swears up and down she did not touch anything in the box. And they were just driving it around in their car, just driving it around. Look, we found these votes. How many votes are left? How many votes do we need to win? That's what we're looking at. Do you see the box? Yeah. There you go.
It's labeled.
It's nicely labeled, a nice little white printed out sheet. Yeah, so she just, you know, found them. Just there. I don't know how this chick is still here. I don't know. I mean, I don't, that's it. I like what David Harsanyi wrote. He says, in the liberal imagination, there are only four ways to lose elections, and none have to do with the increasingly leftist turn. Democrats lose because of quote-unquote gerrymandering, because of quote-unquote voter suppression, known as asking for an ID, because of Russian mind control raids, and our antiquated and unfair constitution. That's why they were trying to go with the national popular vote and the Senate popular vote, two things that don't exist, or the Senate popular vote does not exist. They were trying to say congressional popular vote. That you had people over at Vox and Washington Post trying to push that crap. This is where we are. They're cheating. And I don't say this lightly because I think so. Like, I didn't believe in the voter. I didn't believe in the voter fraud everybody said was happening last election. I didn't believe in it. I didn't. And I never really go out and say, I've actually never believed that there was enough fraud that could actually impact an election. I do right now. I think that they're trying to do this because they realize that this, I mean, you're looking at a governor's seat and a Senate seat. Oh, and then Arizona, same damn thing happening in Arizona. Guess what? Kristen Sinema just imagined we got 10,000 votes, Kane. Where'd those votes come from? Oh, hey, I don't know. Why are we in Minnesota? I don't know. It's where we're at. Whoop-a-doo. We have so much more coming up, including a couple of super false talking points related to yesterday's tragedy in California that I'm going to correct. A lot of people are getting this wrong, and it's important that we have the right information. So we're going to discuss that as well. We got Quick Five coming up. Don't go anywhere. More of The Dana Show. Stay with us after this. With all of the recent news about online security breaches, it's hard not to worry about where your data goes. Making an online purchase or simply accessing your email could put your private information at risk, not to mention you're being tracked online by social media sites and marketing companies and your mobile or internet provider. It seems nothing is private anymore. That's why I decided to take back my privacy using ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN has easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of my computer, phone, tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Protecting yourself with ExpressVPN costs less than $7 a month. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Dana. That's ExpressVPN.com/Dana for 3 months free with a one-year package. ExpressVPN.com/Dana.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Among women, breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Early detection and treatment is a key, along with prevention. Reduce your risk by exercising more, drinking alcohol less, and eating a healthy diet. If you're over 40, have a regular screening and mammogram.
This message brought to you by Dr. Pomela DeNuca and Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack. The North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Listen live around the world
at DanaRadio.com.
Yes, listen live around the world. Poor Florida. Gosh dang, Florida, what's happening? I mean, I just, just crazy. We're going to follow all of that stuff because that is, like I said, the recount, honestly, we may not even know till December. Not kidding. We may not even know until December, depending on how long this goes. Yeah. Yep. Let's go ahead and kick it into some quick five, shall we?
And now, all of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's quick five.
Wow, Snoop Dogg is so edgy. He smokes a blunt outside the White House and says, blank the president. He posted a series of videos online Wednesday. He went to the White House recently, and he smoked a blunt and lit into President Trump, says The Hill. The rapper can be seen in one clip posted on Instagram with his joint saying F the president. Wow.
So creative,
so edgy. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, you guys. Guess what? I'm going to go smoke pot outside the White House and say F the president. Woo! Anyway, moving on. The. Oh, this is some follow up with the Hollywood star. You remember how Trump's Hollywood star kept totally getting destroyed every day? So a 24-year-old is sentenced to 3 years probation, and he's ordered to pay nearly $10,000 for smashing Trump's Hollywood star with an axe. And unless I'm mistaken, I think that he's also now a prohibited possessor because of his punishment if it's like a year or more, etc. So Austin Clay is the guy who used a pickaxe to smash the star, and then he turned himself into police. And he's got to attend psychological counseling as well. This is the second time somebody with a pickaxe has destroyed it. The Hollywood Chamber of Commerce never previously removed a star. So, this guy, yeah. I bet you feel so bad. Oh my goodness, 3 sweet meteors of death are flying close to the Earth, NASA warns. Wow, I mean, could we be so? Could we be so, like, lucky with that? I'm just saying. NASA says that there's 3 of them, a couple of different periods. One is predicted to whiz past planet Earth November 10th, and it's going to measure about 13 to... basically, it's going to be about 5 times as tall as a giraffe. Yeah, that is tomorrow. There you go. And then 16 minutes after that, another asteroid's going to swing by. Yeah, and then after that, guess what? There's another one going to come by. Did you know that? It's going to be about 237,000 miles from Earth. Dang. Yeah. The St. Louis Zoo is listening to a case as to whether or not people can bring guns to the zoo. And this has been going back and forth for a little bit. And a ruling handed down earlier in the week, the state appeals court said that St. Louis Circuit Judge Joan Moriarty erred when she barred a gun activist from carrying a firearm. A gun activist. Just a law-abiding American who wanted to make sure that they didn't get raped or robbed walking from Forest Park into the zoo, because often the damn zoo parking lot's completely full. I'm not speaking from experience or anything. The Missouri Court of Appeals Judge Lisa Page said Moriarty's decision to stop a Cincinnati man from carrying a gun at Forest Park was flawed and needs a second look. Jeffrey Smith, they wanted to demonstrate there and challenge the policy prohibiting guns. And they said anyone with knowledge of the order, they're barred from concealing or carrying guns inside the zoo, a publicly funded institution. Because it's publicly funded, there's a huge argument there as to whether or not you can bar people. Look, I'm just going to tell you this. I don't know if y'all have ever been at the St. Louis Zoo. I've been there so many times, like I have it memorized. I've taken my kids there when we lived in St. Louis. And there are so many times, I'm going to be honest, there's not enough security that's out there. And there is crime that happens out there. And there's been an increase of crime in St. Louis. And I just don't really feel like I should chance it for myself. And I used to take my kids there all the time, just me and my kids. And we'd go walk out at the end of the day, and we'd either have to walk all the way across the parking lot, and there's nobody else out there, or we'd have to walk all the way down to somewhere in Forest Park. And I'm sorry, but it's just not safe. And I don't feel like that I or anyone else should be forced to become a statistic so someone else can feel good about themselves virtue signaling. Anyway, so we have more to get into, including some really, really bad information where it concerns some of the law in California. We're going to discuss that, and we're going to get into a bunch of other stuff. Don't go anywhere. More of The Dana Show after this.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk's standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk active workspace solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's VARIdesk.com/radio.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit PVA.org.
Follow along on Twitter at DLash.
And official DLash on Facebook.
Well, it is extraordinarily heartbreaking, and it's infuriating because Congress literally has done nothing in the face of gun death after gun death in communities all across this country. And it is because of the greed, the greed of the gun manufacturers and the greed of the NRA. But I do believe things are changing. And the reason why I believe that is because we had candidates run in this last election who ran on this issue.
That's Kirsten Gillibrand. And I just think that that's a shameful soundbite. And I'm so tired of lawmakers like Kirsten Gillibrand who do more to disarm people and render them soft targets. I'm so tired of them blaming innocent people for the actions of criminals. And I really wish that people like Kirsten Gillibrand would hold criminals accountable instead of persecuting innocent Americans and blaming them for the acts that that evil people do. It's just shameful to me. And I think it incites some of the nastiness and some of the violence that we see. I really do think that when you're accusing innocent Americans of being murderers, and that's essentially what she's doing, yeah, that's really inciting a lot of stuff. That's probably, you know, there's some explanation behind some of the things that have happened to law-abiding folks who simply believe in the Second Amendment. And she's responsible for stuff like that. A couple of really, really bad talking points that I see going around. And I am never more surprised at the hatred and violence of the left than when they focus on the Second Amendment. I mean, violent, hateful people. Violent. So one of the things that, and I'm talking about journalists and people in Hollywood, etc., who they go to the astroturfed Everytown, the Michael Bloomberg anti-gun group, and they repeat these talking points ad nauseum. They just say them over and over and over and over and over again. Now, one of those that they have been saying is that, they say things like, well, the NRA, here's one of them, the NRA sued the state of California and made it to where this murderer could buy an extended magazine. This is what I've heard all last night. All last night. In fact, BuzzFeed, which is kind of a joke, it's like the National Enquirer and CatGIF magazine of the internet, they wrote, quote, the Thousand Oaks shooter used a high-capacity magazine that California voters banned anyone in the state from possessing in 2016. But the NRA and other gun advocates blocked the law from being implemented with a lawsuit. And that's all they talk about in the article. It's a really poorly written article from BuzzFeed, because what they don't mention is that actually it was criminalized, possession and purchase of an extended magazine in California in 2000. In 2000. Now, it's been illegal to buy one in California since 2000. The only way that it was legal to possess an extended magazine in California at this time is if you owned it before 2000. So, in order for this argument to be legitimate and for the NRA to be responsible, this individual at 10 years old, because the murderer would have been 10 years old at the time that this happened, either the murderer at age 10 purchased an extended magazine and this murder was so premeditated that he was planning this at age 10 and he purchased the magazine at age 10 before the law went into effect for illegal purchase in the year 2000, or or he purchased it illegally. Now, the reason, and this is when the NRA sued, because at first they were grandfathered in. They were trying to grandfather, and the NRA sued and said, how in the world is this enforceable? How is it enforceable? I mean, that's really why they were doing it. It wasn't enforceable. The point is that the law criminalized everyone because it is impossible to determine what was made prior to 2000 and what wasn't. That's the thing, because you can just, they all, you can, it's easy to make them. And it's easy to make, I mean, I can make, I have the materials right now to go into my garage and make an extended magazine that looks just like the extended magazine I have for my Glock 19. In fact, one of the magazines that I have for my Glock 19 was made by a machinist friend of mine, who's actually a woman, and she and her husband has a machine shop. She's a woman, and she made an extended magazine for my Glock that is completely indistinguishable for the extended magazine that I order from the factory. Completely. You can't tell which is which. I actually had her inscribe the one that she made so I could tell. So how do you enforce that? Do you see what I'm saying? Everybody then had the potential to be considered a criminal. So that's why the NRA intervened. The way that Everytown, and that's where BuzzFeed sourced their poorly written article, Everytown made it like, oh, no, the NRA just got in there and they blocked everything. No, it was a really poorly written and completely unenforceable law. They were trying to say, I mean, again, this was all made illegal in 2000. And my point completely stands. The idea that, and there are just some stupid people that want to, they have more zeal than knowledge. And it's so ridiculous. I mean, that law, there were two separate things that were passed. There was the one in 2000, and then there was the one in 2016 that I've talked about since, oh my goodness, I've been talking about that for years. These people just have no idea what they're talking about. So like I said, he would have had to have been 16 in, or sorry, 10, and that's when he would have had to have done it. And people are conflating the 2016 law with the 2000 law. The 2016 law was trying to ban any possession. Not just, and no grandfathering in. Now, the other talking point that's out there that is really stupid is that, oh my gosh, Donald Trump and the NRA made it to where people who are mentally ill could acquire firearms, particularly veterans. They made it. They changed the rules. Here's the story behind that for the morons out there who read with pictures. And I'm done being courteous to some of you people. Back during the Obama administration, the former president decided that he was going to, through executive fiat, change the rules as it relates to Social Security beneficiaries. And anyone that needs any assistance, even just, you know, a payee that needs any assistance with any kind of finances at all whatsoever, those individuals are going to be considered, they're going to be adjudicated mentally unfit. And they're going to be adjudicated mentally unfit without any sort of mental evaluation at all whatsoever. Any Social Security beneficiary that needs any kind of assistance at all. And so that was a huge problem, clearly, because do you really want to have individuals who are just pencil pushers determining the mental fitness of anybody? Because that's what it did. I mean, there's so much bad information out there. It's ridiculous. And nobody wants to research. I can't tell you how many stupid people I've had the misfortune of engaging with that have no idea what the hell they're talking about, but they're sure that I'm a murderer. I've had to correct people because they're too stupid, too selfish. These people don't care about the loss of innocent lives. They really don't. They want to exploit people's pain, and they want to exploit tragedy so that they can get stupid, petty little political jabs in. You people are absolutely abhorrent, and you're culpable. All the Trump administration did was change it back to restore due process. That's it. And then they've been trying to say, oh, my gosh, well, the NRA made it to where military leaders couldn't ask any veteran at all whatsoever about the guns that they own. Well, that's also false. What the NRA did was make it to where they couldn't create a de facto registry by taking records of what they had. I mean, holy hell. Stripes.com wrote about that, the military's news arm. Do people not even look at anything that you say? They didn't want them to create a de facto registry that would have actually been in violation of current existing federal law against registries, because they wanted to take information about the exact type of firearms veterans owned. Veterans still have rights. Just because they're a veteran doesn't mean that suddenly they're excluded from the protections of other federal laws. They can still ask about PTSD, and they can still ask about all of that stuff. They cannot keep records of the guns that they own, you ever-loving morons. Why do you hate truth? Why do you have zero interest in protecting innocent lives? Because if people really did want to stop these mass casualty incidents, they would actually talk fact. They don't. I don't believe that you're genuine in your concern because of your behavior and the stupid crap that you push. So this is what I have seen over and over and over and over and over again. And then when you correct people, they say that they hope someone you love dies, or that you should be shot, or that you're a murderous whore, or that you're a gun traitor, or something, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's it. These individuals don't care. And I'm talking, I mean, these people who have been doing this, I'm talking about Soledad O'Brien, people at who is so bad at what she does. They shot a pilot for her at CNN, and it was received so badly, and it tested so poorly with the audiences, they just got rid of her from the network entirely. Because she just added nothing of value to their lineup. I know that because I worked there when it happened, and they asked me to do a guest spot on her pilot, and I declined. And then the people that I work with were telling me exactly what was happening with the show. It's just silly. It's so silly. It's bad information that is repeated over and over and over and over and over again. And they still do it. Nobody wants to read anything. Nobody wants to nothing. And this stuff, by perpetuating and promoting this false information, it actually encourages people to be insightful. When you say false things like this, and you try to paint people in the worst possible light, people get angry, and then they react violently, or they react, like, threateningly. And I've been seeing this all day. It's shameful. I saw that. Some of the other, I mean, just really, really bad arguments that I have seen. It's really, like I said, it's shameful. I've heard from a lot of veterans who were penalized under the previous Obama edict where it related to veterans, Social Security beneficiaries, and being adjudicated mentally unfit. There was a guy who said that a friend of his that had zero history of mental illness was denied because he was on SSDI for nerve damage to his legs. He had to fight to get his rights back. I mean, that's what the Obama administration did. They modified a rule that enabled bureaucrats to adjudicate Social Security beneficiaries as mentally unfit. They did not give them mental health evaluations. These bureaucrats did not have a background in mental health. They were pencil pushers. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with a pencil pusher who has less experience with firearms than you do saying that because you had anything. I mean, the bar was so low. Because you asked a question for help about your finances. Do you feel that you deserve to be disbarred of your Second Amendment right as a result of that? Because that's what it was. The Trump administration restored due process. Progressives like due process until they don't. I mean, it's just, it's shameful. Just goes over, I mean, over and over and over again. I've heard people say, oh, well, we need background checks and red flag laws. California was one of the first states to pass red flag laws. Why was that actually even invoked in this case? Nobody even knows. Nobody wants to ask the question because they want to blame people for murder, for a political agenda. That's why I say these people don't actually care about the lost lives of the innocents. And I'm right. And they know it. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative cell phone service in the country that does not take your money. Well, they're the only conservative one. But they are the only also cell phone service that doesn't take your money and spend it towards Planned Parenthood or gun control groups trying to remove you of, disbar you of your Second Amendment rights. You have to realize when you have big mobile, those companies, that's what they support. And you're funding it every time you use your phone, which is why you need to switch to Patriot Mobile. They provide nationwide reliable service. You get unlimited talk and text. There's no hidden fees. And Patriot Mobile automatically donates a portion of your bill to the conservative cause that you vote to protect. Keep your number, bring your own device, get a new one from their great selection, including Androids and iPhones, beginning at just $4 a month. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana and get started today. Use offer code Dana and they'll waive your activation fee for up to two lines. PatriotMobile.com/Dana, 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Take one atom of nitrogen and bond it with one atom of oxygen, and you've created nitric oxide, a miracle molecule your body makes that fuels your cardiovascular health, keeping you focused and energized. But every year after we mature, our bodies generate less nitric oxide. Superbeets by Human has harnessed the power of the nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. The core philosophy of Human is to develop heart-healthy products for your body. One teaspoon of Superbeets daily supports your cardiovascular health and blood pressure levels, giving you natural energy without the need of a quick caffeine fix or sugar high, which is why I drink Superbeets every day. It's part of my pre-workout. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeets.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Superbeets and free shipping with your first purchase. Feel the 1+1=boom effect of Superbeets. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeets.com. That's danasbeets.com. Imagine the panic that swept over this dad. He was working late when he got an alert on his smartphone. His Blink motion-activated security camera picked up something. He opens the Blink app and views a video clip of a man peering through his kitchen window. He calls 911 and alerts his wife. Preventing situations like this is what Blink is all about. The point of having a home security system is to help alert you before some creep breaks into your home, not after. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on batteries that last for up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Here's the deal. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100. No contracts or subscriptions. Visit BlinkProtect.com/Dana for details. BlinkProtect.com/Dana. BlinkProtect.com/Dana. Blink is an Amazon company.
This is Carl and the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon. Is that jolly old soul in the department store really Santa Claus? Let the magic of the season sweep over you as you find out with little Susan if Kris Kringle is who he claims to be, or if he's just a lost soul caught up in the wonder of the holiday. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Miracle on 34th Street, written by Valentine Davies, directed by Jennifer Levins. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2, November 17th through December 15th.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Standing coast to coast and all over flyover nation.
The Dana Show.
At D-Lash on Twitter. Official Dana Lash on Facebook. One of the survivors at the borderline bar and grill says, quote, I should have been able to be armed. That is one survivor. Said he wanted to be armed. He has the ability to do so, but he was stopped. He says, I go to California Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks. I'm a sophomore. I believe this area was a gun-free zone. And he goes, although there was security, I don't believe any were armed. Media said that the first person shot was an unarmed security person, which nobody wants to get correct. And he'd said if just one person was armed, there's a possibility it could have been stopped then and there. This is why gun-free zones are a danger to us all. And if someone had been there armed right from the get-go, those people would be alive. I never want people to be defenseless. And I will never understand the obsession with some people to make innocent people defenseless. Why do you want more loss of life? Why do you want people to not be able to defend themselves? Well, I mean, honestly, I don't understand that. These individuals and all of these people who have this, they all have very expensive private security, and I'm not begrudging them that. But we all can't afford that like y'all have. But we trust ourselves. We go and we get training and we know what we're doing. I don't understand the hostility towards that. We're going to talk, follow more on this Broward story because this is crazy. This story coming out of Broward is just, it's just nuts. We're going to talk about that. And also the latest with the Acosta and the press situation. We'll get all that and so much more. Don't go anywhere. More of the Dana Show after this.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. So will there be recounts in Florida? We shall find out Saturday.
In the race for Senate, Republican Rick Scott and President Trump are alleging fraud.
All of a sudden, they're finding votes out of nowhere. And Rick Scott, who won by, you know, it was close, but he won by a comfortable margin. Every couple of hours, it goes down a little bit.
Scott says unethical liberals are trying to steal the election in Democratic strongholds of Broward and Palm Beach County. Palm Beach is where Susan Booker leads the vote count.
I just felt it, very unfortunate that some of the highest elected officials in our country are trying to disrupt our democracy because they don't like the demographics of our voters.
A recount is mandatory if the winning candidate's margin is less than 0.5%. I'm Ed Donahue.
A Northern California sheriff says only one of the nine people who died in a wildfire was found inside a home. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honea said Friday that three people were found outside homes. Four people were inside vehicles. He said another victim was found near a vehicle but outside of it. All the victims were found in the town of Paradise. Mark Ghilarducci, director of California's Office of Emergency Services, says thousands of people have had to flee three different wildfires burning in California.
Currently, we have roughly about 105,000 people evacuated in Southern California at the two fires, the Hill Fire and the Woolsey Fire, and roughly about 52,000 evacuated in Northern California, predominantly around the Camp Fire.
French authorities have seized a Ryanair plane and forced 149 passengers to disembark because of a dispute over subsidies to the Irish airline. The French Civil Aviation Authority announced that it had impounded the plane on the tarmac of the airport as a last resort. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of conservatives winning the war on issues like gun rights, religious liberty, immigration law, and the sanctity of life. We use our phones every single day, so why not use them to make change? Patriot Mobile does just that. They exist to donate a portion of your monthly bill to 17 conservative organizations fighting for your beliefs. And for the entire month of November, you can buy one line and get another line free for 12 months. Look, I just got a second phone from my studio, a journalist-only phone from Patriot Mobile. It makes everything easier, and I know when I pay the bill, a portion of that money is going to the Heritage Foundation and 16 other great conservative causes. I believe in Patriot Mobile. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You can keep your number, get the same super reliable nationwide service, and feel good about funding the right agendas with every call you make. With unlimited plans starting as low as $20 per month, why wait? Visit them online at patriotmobile.com/you or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-272-8746. Patriot Mobile. Come join the family.
The indictment of the alleged mail bomber carries a potential life sentence.
The 30-count indictment was handed up in Manhattan federal court where Cesar Sayoc made an initial appearance this week after being brought from Florida. It accuses him of 5 counts of using a weapon of mass destruction, charges that carry a term of up to life in prison. The document charges he mailed 16 pipe bombs to opponents and critics of President Trump. Several were sent to New York addresses. None exploded. Sayoc was arrested last month in Florida where he was living in a minivan plastered with pro-Trump messages. No date was immediately announced for arraignment when Sayoc, who's 56, will enter a plea. Warren Levinson, New York.
A federal judge has blocked a permit for construction of the Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada and ordered officials to conduct a new environmental review. Environmentalists and tribal groups cheered the ruling by a U.S. district judge in Montana. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Supreme Court says Justice Ginsburg has been released from the hospital.
85-year-old Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is home after being released from the hospital. A Supreme Court spokeswoman says she is doing well and working from home. Ginsburg went to the hospital after falling in her office on Wednesday and fracturing 3 ribs.
President Trump wished her well before departing for Paris.
I wouldn't say she's exactly on my side, but I wish her well. I hope she gets better, and I hope she serves on the Supreme Court for many, many years.
The liberal justice has had health problems before. She broke two ribs in a fall in 2012. She had two prior bouts of cancer and a stent implanted to open a blocked artery in 2014. Jennifer King, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell expects President Trump to nominate a new attorney general pretty quickly after President Trump fired Jeff Sessions earlier this week. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Jim Acosta, not just yesterday, but for 2 years now, has been making it about him for his own narcissistic purposes. Jim Acosta is not a serious White House correspondent. He's a 40-something member of a high school debate team who goes in there, takes a policy position, usually, obviously, against the administration, and debates the president or debates Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Well, he's right. Gosh, and that guy is still, Acosta's still, I'm not even paying attention to it. He's still complaining. It's so crazy. I mean, it's just still crazy. I can't even.
CNN's counting on everybody talking about Acosta, and so is Acosta.
Can I just ask, by the way, second hour, blah, blah. Why are people so stupid? I'm not being rhetorical.
Well, you know that there, if we had the answer to that, we'd have a path to fixing it.
Why are people so deliberately obtuse? And it's like they want to be stupid. They want to stay stupid. They don't, I just don't get it. I don't understand how people are, how they they're totally fine with being completely moronic. Golly. And then this, situation, and we're going to have J. Christian Adams on in a little bit because the Broward thing is so ridiculous. This is it. That's something else. If it's not Acosta crying about, oh my gosh, I was rude and I had my press pass pulled. If you want to talk about stifling of speech, let's stop here for a second. If you want to talk about stifling of speech, I am less concerned that the White House pulled the press pass of a moron, rude reporter who makes himself the star of every story he does, and he's really bad at his job. I'm less concerned about that than I am about the fact that leftists are targeting conservatives' homes and damaging them and threatening their lives. There's your suppression of speech. Do you know that Tucker Carlson's house was vandalized? They spray-painted his property. They stuck stuff on his car. They broke his door. In addition to posting his address all over the neighborhood and threatening his family and threatening him. Yeah, it was worse than actually how it was reported. It was a lot worse than what I had reported yesterday. I didn't know how bad it was. I knew that the door was broken. I didn't know they were spray painting his stuff. Can you believe that?
And they also doxed him. And then they put on a like a poster board on his front door his address. So when someone took a picture of it, his address goes all over the net.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. That is exactly what happened. There's your suppression of speech. The suppression of speech isn't Jim Acosta getting his stupid little press pass pulled because he's a douche and unprofessional and bad at his job. The suppression is people literally coming outside of conservatives' homes and threatening them. Tucker's like, I mean, I don't know if he's going to be able to stay there now. I had to move because I had people coming to my house, taking photos of my house, putting them online, put my address online. I had people coming to my house. I had people trying to get in my home. I had to move because of these people. They're a bunch of violent fascists. I completely sympathize and empathize with him. There's your suppression. They do it to scare you into silence. I mean, I've had friends who've been harassed at work. I've had another friend of mine, Brian Kilmeade, who was screamed at on the train and harassed on the train. They tried to get in his face. That's your suppression. They're trying to scare you into being quiet. And then they're worried about this douchebag who's a really bad reporter, and I'm being generous with that term. I can't stand the guy. You can't even read, he can't even make a story a story. Everything has to be about him. The skill of the journalist is determined by how much of the story is not about them. Everything he writes is about himself. Everything he talks about is about himself. Everything he reports on is about himself. He is on the Jim Acosta beat at CNN. It's so goofy, and it would be embarrassing for anybody else that had any sort of self-awareness. No, the suppression of speech are the people targeting conservatives. That's the suppression of speech. It's the people targeting conservatives. It's the people who are trying to scream at them and get them to be silent, showing up to their homes, running them out of restaurants. Those are the people that they are trying to silence any kind of dissent, any kind of discussion. There it is. So guess what? There's another fight. You want to hear the other fight? You want to hear about it? So the Bayhive and the Beto, whatever, what does he have? They're in a fight. Did you know that? You want to know why they're in a fight? Because Beto people said that Beyonce hurt him. Beyonce, the day of election, our election day, she posted a photo on Instagram of her in a Beto hat. Now, hold up. And so they say she came out too late. So it's her fault, really, that he lost. She had a Beto for Senate hat that she wore, and they said, oh, she came out too late, so... And now the Bayhive is mad.
They should be.
Beto's people were saying, quote, too late, Beyonce. Timing is everything. You need to get out sooner. Yeah. So they're not happy with
What's
her.
What's the deal with Democrats that, you know, Democrats that lose elections? Why they can't just see the reality of why they lost? Why do they have to blame it on things that are in the ether or that really don't?
Yeah.
To the lack of success. I don't get it.
Yeah. And exactly. And so now everyone's making it a race thing. Look at all the white women going to blame. All the white women for Beto going to blame all the black women who like Beyonce. Literally, these are what verified accounts are saying. I'm just reading some of them,
so
actually.
The Democrat Party divides up, you know, gender, race,
yeah,
the whole nine. So now they eat each other based on these segregated, you know, parts of the Democratic Party. It's actually sometimes entertaining to watch.
Yeah. It is. It's fascinating. I'm just absolutely fascinated by all of this. So that it's turned into a race thing. So all the white women who were all about Beto are now being blamed for ganging up on Beyonce. Oh, my gosh. You know, there were a lot of Latinos that voted for Ted Cruz. But let's ignore those people, right? Because it's all about white people. It's all about the Beckys, isn't that right? Oh, my gosh. I just can't even, man. It's just... I just kind of want to watch them fight. I want Taylor Swift to be a part of it somehow, too. By the way, man, she is just kryptonite to people.
Yeah, apparently.
Apparently, she's not selling out her tours either. And her new album ain't doing as good as our previous ones.
Isn't it weird that as soon as she decides to come out with some sort of political or divisive position, now we're seeing the decline where she had peaked once in popularity? It's weird.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. It's quite interesting.
And Blackburn won, just in case Taylor Swift didn't hear about it.
Yeah. Yeah, she won. By 26 points, she won.
Yeah, big time.
She won big time, yeah. She won by 26 points. Just didn't work well for them, did it? Mm-mm. No, it didn't. So we're going to be here soon. We're going to be talking to J. Christian Adams because... if we can nail him down, he's kind of busy because he needs to go over this Broward County stuff. He's been all over this. There, a Miramar Elementary School teacher, Lakeisha Sori, she just, guys, you know, she found a box of provisional ballots at the school in a closet. Did you know that? She just found them. It's crazy. And so they just drove the box around in the car. It was in the old cafeteria of the school. It was behind a bunch of other boxes, and she just happened to see it. Yeah, isn't that crazy? So it's where she found it. And so now all of a sudden, magically, all of these, they were all Democrat votes. Who knew that? Who knew? It was just a box of Democrat votes, specifically for Democrats. Right? Oh, my goodness. So you had like a box of 4,000 votes, just all Democrats right there. Isn't that nuts? That's so good. That's so convenient. We're going to talk to him about that as well. And coming up, we got some more hot takes. We got Florida Man and a lot more to get into. In the meantime, just following all this stuff, ZipRecruiter is a good resource for all businesses. And when it comes to hiring, there are job sites that send you tons of the wrong resumes to sort through. That's not smart. And it's also not smart to use your relatives to fill in at work while you look for staff. When it comes to life, you know what's not smart, making the lottery the centerpiece of your retirement plan. But what is smart is visiting ZipRecruiter.com/Dana to hire the right person. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. It has powerful matching technology. It scans thousands of resumes. It identifies the people with the right skills and education and experience to do your job and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. It's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. You all can try ZipRecruiter for free by visiting ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. I love going to the range. What I don't love is loading mags instead of shooting. And what if I told you that loading mags could be fast and fun again? You've tried those other so-called speed loaders, and now they're collecting dust somewhere. Trust me, because I was in the same camp until I learned about the Elite Tactical System Loader and saw it for myself. The ETS loader is the fastest loader ever made, guaranteed. You don't even have to touch the rounds, and you can load a mag in 3 seconds or less. You know that mag thumb, the cramping pain that you get in your thumb and your hand from loading mag after mag? With the ETS loader, no more mag thumb. You will never load the same way again. This is the best $30 you will ever spend on your shooting hobby. And ladies, this must-have tool won't jack up your manicure. Visit LoadMagsFast.com and check them out. I don't ever go to the range without mine. That's LoadMagsFast.com. Use promo code Dana for free shipping. LoadMagsFast.com, promo code Dana for free shipping.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack. The North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly, and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This portion of the Dana Show is brought to you by Kel-Tec. They don't make ordinary firearms, they invent better ones. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Visit them at KelTecWeapons.com.
My gosh. I mean, the fight is happening in Florida right now. Everybody's slap fighting. It's not even kung fu fighting. I mean, that just requires some skill. Now everybody's slapping the crap out of each other. It is insane. So, for instance, Chris Hayes goes, Republicans going hard on Florida because it worked once and got them an entire presidency. So that's what they're rolling with. Dude, you all literally found a box of just Democrat votes that no, and you don't, you're not telling anyone where they come from or even when the hell they were cast. And you won't allow Rick Scott's campaign to look at them. And there's thousands of them. What are you talking about? Oh my gosh. You people are rotten. It's kicking into quick five. I just can't even.
And all of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I don't like either of these animals. All you people sent this to me. A North Carolina shelter. I can't read it because the stupid pop-up ad, because all these websites suck. I hate all these products now. It's Friday. A North Carolina shelter tries to rehome a rescued donkey and an emu together after they fall in love and refuse to be parted. Well, I really doubt that they fell in love. You stop it. The donkey and emu were found in South Carolina after their owner vanished. They don't get along with other donkeys and emus at the California Waterfowl Rescue. And so the shelter named them Jack and Diane, and they're trying to have both animals adopted together. So you have a mean bird that looks like an ostrich and a really stubborn donkey. Boy, what a great addition to someone's family. I don't like either of these animals. They're not dogs.
Baby donkeys?
Ew. Ew. Do you know what that would look like? Have you seen an emu?
It would be uglier than an emu.
Ew. Emus are like just ugly. They're weird looking. It's like a joke, a big, giant, cosmic joke. Let's get a ball of feathers and stick a long neck and legs on it. I mean,
ostriches are getting offended.
Well, whatever. They can get offended. I think these people need to, this whoever proposed this needs to go to jail. This is about a meat tax. Have you heard about this? What the heck? This is something that's actually been promoted. They say meat taxes would save they want to tax red meat to recoup $172 billion in healthcare costs that they frittered away because they can't control any money. This is actually a thing. They say a meat tax could save 220,000 lives and cut healthcare bills by $41 billion a year. See, it's really just the money. They say eating meat is dangerous, blah, blah. Shut up. No, it's not. Shut up. They're like, it's bad. And they try to compare it to cigarettes and alcohol.
It's like a carbon tax, stupid idea.
Shut up. These people are stupid. They say, global savings on healthcare will reach $41 billion. I don't care. You're not taxing my bacon. No, it's not going to save anything. I love it. These are all the people that are like, let's let everybody do drugs and gamble. Look how much money we're going to get for our schools and how it's never worked. Wasn't that what Boats and Moats was going to do? That sounds like a song from Step Brothers, too. Boats and Moats! Boats and Moats! We're going to pay for your kids' school with Boats and Moats! The Nina, the Pizza, the Santa Maria! I'm paying for your school while I'm drinking sangria! Look at that. Yeah, look, I scared you there for a minute. Anyway, this meat tax is stupid. I don't know where we went with that. Let's see. Some pediatricians say spanking is effective and harmful to children. A pediatrician group.
Says it's ineffective?
No, they say it's ineffective and harmful to children. Here's a thought. If you can't tell the difference between discipline and abuse, keep your knees kissing. Yeah, right? Do the world a favor. Hold an aspirin between your knees. Forever, right? Just take that rubber band that you use in the gym, move it on up to them knees. How about that, right? Works perfect. Do you like my advice? This is from my grandma, Steve. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
It's real practical. Yeah. Keep the knees kissing. Seriously, though, if people can't tell the difference between abuse and discipline, how have you lived this long and not, like, injured yourself seriously? I mean, that is proof that God loves us right there, because you're still here against your own really insane judgment and incapable, your total irrational self. It's just crazy. Let's see here. Burp, 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 burp. I'm trying to not find a dumb one. Oh, here's one. Yeah, I know. It's making me crabby. People are going to SeaWorld for free beer. Cool. I'll love me some whales for some. There's going to be some free beer all year at Busch Gardens, Tampa Bay, to celebrate the park's 60th anniversary. God bless America. We're going to get some amazing Florida man stories out of this. SeaWorld executives have taken a bunch of steps, blah, 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 to improve attendance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Beer Fest. It's coming back, and it's going to be all year long because they want people to celebrate whales and stuff. I'm all, yay, whales. I'm all about saying yay, whales over a pint. What about y'all? There's more to this story, but I'm already done with it. J. Christian Adams joins us here in just a second.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk Standing Desk Solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk Active Workspace Solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you. From everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
It's the time of the season.
It's the Dana Show.
When love runs high.
So what in the hell is going on in Broward County? What is happening there? Let's, for some expert analysis on this, I've got to talk to my friend J. Christian Adams, author of the book Injustice. He's over at PJ Media. He previously worked at the DOJ. I'm amazed by this. Christian, I'm amazed that they found 78,000. He's found 78,000 ballots, enough to, that's more than what fills some of the sports stadiums in and around Tampa and Orlando. They just happened to find 78,000. Really knows when they were cast. Nobody knows when they were cast. Nobody knows when anything about it. Can you hear me, Christian?
Oh yeah, I can now. Right, I heard.
Hey, excellent. What is happening in Broward? 78,000 ballots that they just happened to find, and no one's being transparent about any of this at all.
Dana, look, I did a trial against this woman, 2-week federal trial in federal court. I've sat in her depositions. I've sat in the depositions of her staff. I've litigated against Brenda Snipes, frankly, in multiple times. Once, frankly, when I was at the Justice Department, there is no doubt in my mind that this is one of the most incompetent election supervisors in the United States. She is surrounded by incompetence. She has a lawyer who enables her. This is not a surprise to me at all. I mean, the stuff we found in the trial, she admitted on the stand under oath that non-citizens are voting in Broward elections. She's allowing felons. Felons have been voting in Broward elections. It's chaos. I mean, the office is chaos. They have a warehouse where they store records and documents. And stuff just vanishes like it goes into another dimension. I could write a whole book about the chaos surrounding this office because I've been there in a trial that the Public Interest Legal Foundation did against her for the ACRU last summer, and so it's just chaos.
Yeah, she was convicted previously, correct? The election.
Well, right. There were two other civil trials. One said that she was improperly destroying ballots. You know, and the judge found against her in that case. There was another case. Look, one of the things I asked her on the stand. She was on the stand. I mean, she was my witness. And I asked her, that you published a ballot. She published a ballot on a referendum question, and she put it in Creole because that's the federal law. You have to do that. But she reversed the words yes and no. So the people who were voting yes were really voting no. That's how incompetent it is.
And I'm also amazed because I saw a video of people driving ballots around a box found in Miramar Elementary School. And I know Rick Scott has filed suit. Ultimately, what do you think is going to happen here? Because I've heard that we could not find out a result until December.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with people driving ballots. I work on this 365 days a year, as you know, and people who only pay attention 3 or 4 days a year screw this stuff up. And there's nothing wrong with a private car, a poll worker delivering ballots. And I'm going into a tunnel on my way to Fox, so forgive me if I vanish. And the point is that there's nothing wrong with it. Otherwise, we'd have fleets of 500 government cars driving ballots back to Central County. So we've got to keep our eye on the ball and worry about what's really a problem here. And the lack of transparency in Broward is one of the biggest problems.
That is a huge problem. Well, I know you're rushing, and I appreciate you joining us to give us some clarity on this, because this has just exploded into insanity in the past 24 hours. Jay Christian Adams, always good to talk with you. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Dana. Take care.
Mm-hmm. You too. Yeah, this, I mean, just, and then in Arizona, that's a whole even, that's a separate story. The thing, what I think makes Florida even more interesting is that it details two races, and there's zero transparency. I think Marco Rubio was right to point out, here you have counties that had actually been just, you know, decimated by the hurricane, and they were able to get everything in on time, and they've been entirely transparent. You cannot, so here's the thing. When you have early vote and absentee ballots by the state of Florida, they have to count them after polls close. They have 30 minutes to count them. And it's been over 100 hours since this, and Broward is still counting ballots. Not only are they still counting ballots, but they're not even being transparent with really how many are left. And no one can get any information. So all the people who are saying it is a violation of state law, they're absolutely correct. There's no reason at all whatsoever why there shouldn't be, first off, why they shouldn't be finished, number one. Number two, why they can't tell you how many ballots are left. Number three, why they can't say none of this was attended to according to state law when polls closed. And number four, the individuals, this woman who's in charge of the elections in the county, she's outright refusing to tell anybody anything. She's also not allowing any of these ballots, and this is required by state law, to go before the canvassing board for any of the candidates to contest. They refuse to allow that to happen either. So when you, I mean, and this isn't hyperbole, this is just stated facts. So when you put all of this stuff on the table, I mean, it looks like somebody's trying to cheat, correct?
Yes.
Man, somebody was saying, we just need to all vote on our phones. Yes, and that is not going to be completely hacked or just, you know, screwed around at all, right? Oh, my gosh.
It's still opposite. I mean, it should be paper ballots only.
I think it should be paper ballots as well. I mean, one single county here. I mean, really, it's, oh my gosh, I just can't. This is just pretty crazy. This is just really crazy. And then you have people like Chris Hayes and other, the folks at MSNBC who are really pushing this idea that it's Republicans that are trying to, do you people have no idea what you're talking about. You can't sit here and go, oh, by the way, we know all of these 78,000 votes should have been counted within 30 minutes of polls closing. We can't tell you why they weren't. We can't tell you really if there's 78,000 or not. There may be. We can't even give you an accurate number. We can't really tell you if they're absentee or if they're early votes. We can't tell you that either. By the way, they're all Democrat votes. And we can't tell you anything else about it. Do you see how that does not make sense? This is where we are.
And then the media goes out there, and like you were saying, and tries to push this narrative of somehow, oh, no, this is all legitimate. There's no problem here. Don't look at all the history and all the evidence we have to the contrary of our narrative.
Mm.
Like, cut forward is Charles Blow. I don't know if you wanted to hear that again, but I thought it was an interesting little take on this whole thing. It was just weird.
But, I mean, that's what lawsuits are about, right? So now that you've moved it into the legal arena, you have to actually produce some proof, and he needs to prove that. What we see proof of is the exact opposite of what he's describing,
really?
Which is actually voter suppression, not fraud.
What?
And so if he has this, I actually am very curious, and I'm interested in it. And as an American and as a voter, I want there 100%. To be no fraud.
Sure.
But I have yet to hear to have any of these Republicans who say that there's rampant fraud in America, including with the president, find proof of it.
Mm. So that's what it is. I mean, as long as you find the proof that there was something, I mean, how much more proof do they need?
I don't even know. I can't. I'm just really shocked by some of the, I'm shocked by some of the media spin that I see on this. And remember, Broward County Supervisor, this is a woman who illegally destroyed ballots, who secretly opened mail ballots, who sent voters too many ballot pages, and who repeatedly would leave questions off of the ballots.
But we got to prove that there's some problem.
But we can trust her when she says she doesn't know how many of these Democrat ballots there are, but they're all Democrats. And she doesn't know if they're absentee or early vote and can't really say when they were done. I mean, oh, my gosh, are you really for real? Oh, this is where we are right now. It is. This is theft. It's theft. This is what they're doing. This is why you can't even trust these people with power, because this is what they do when they don't have power. You know, this is, it's just bad. It's just so bad. Let's move on because we got more to get into. We also have Florida Man. Although that really kind of was like a whole Florida Man segment, just to be honest. It's Florida Woman, really. Oh, my goodness. Everybody has their own reason for choosing a mag light. Because they're the best. Maybe, you know, you had one in your truck, your dad had one, maybe, you know, somebody who carried one on the force. I don't think there's been a time where I haven't had a mag light. They're just, it's a culmination of decades of research, development, and it's just total state-of-the-art refinement that is an ongoing, continuous process. My favorite mag light that I have, well, I kind of have two, but my favorite is the mag light ML. This is a long number, but I remember it because it's the big hardcore one. It's the ML150LR. This thing it has a beam throw of more than a quarter mile. It charges super fast. That's what I like about it. And it's surface mountable. It's real cutie. I mean, that's just chicken me talking. It's just mounted right there on the surface, and it has a little charging cradle, and it's just real easy to be organized. But I like the fact that it has over 1,000 lumens of light, and it's hardcore. The other one that I like is the one that is just, like, light forever. It's the Maglite ML300L. It's a four-cell LED. 18 days of actual usable light, which is insane. More than 400 hours on a single set of batteries. Yeah, it's just rugged. It's reliable. It's Maglite, and it's the best thing that you can have in a disaster situation. I just like it all the time. I'm one of those people who's like, you know, I just want that one all the time. When I go out in my backyard, just, you know, if I'm checking something out, I want the one that gives me 18 days of light because I just want it. That's just how I think about it. Every Maglite is manufactured and assembled right here in the U.S. of A. Visit maglite.com/Dana, and you can beat a possum with it. I'm not saying that I did, but you can. I really, you know what, that's the one thing. I'm sorry, can I stop here for a second? That's the one thing that I didn't do, is I didn't bring my big Maglite out into the backyard when I fought that possum off my dog because I thought it was a coyote, but that's a long story. Maglite.com, because I had to beat the tar out of it with that Maglite. Maglite.com/Dana, light and a weapon. Receive special offers you're not going to find anywhere else, plus free shipping. This is just, it's the best that you can get. Has a limited lifetime warranty. Visit Maglite.com for special pricing and free shipping just in time for Christmas. Maglite.com/Dana. Imagine the panic that swept over this dad. He was working late when he got an alert on his smartphone. His Blink motion-activated security camera picked up something. He opens the Blink app and views a video clip of a man peering through his kitchen window. He calls 911 and alerts his wife. Preventing situations like this is what Blink is all about. The point of having a home security system is to help alert you before some creep breaks into your home, not after. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on batteries that last for up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Here's the deal. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100. No contracts or subscriptions. Visit blinkprotect.com/Dana for details. blinkprotect.com/Dana. blinkprotect.com/Dana. Blink is an Amazon company. Please take this moment to join me and the Purple Heart Foundation in remembering all the brave men and women who served or are serving our great nation. I work with the Purple Heart Foundation because I know how hard they work to help veterans get the benefits they deserve, to provide academic scholarships to support PTSD research, and so much more. Your financial support to the Purple Heart Foundation will go such a long way in making a meaningful impact in the lives of veterans. So I'm asking my listeners to join the Purple Heart Foundation in honoring their sacrifice with our service. To pledge your support and learn more, visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org. Remember, the Purple Heart Foundation doesn't just serve combat wounded soldiers. They serve all veterans from all wars. And although they accept many forms of donations, your cash donation has the most immediate impact. Visit givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483 today. To all of our veterans, thank you for your service.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and His values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Stream the podcast. Tell your Amazon device, Alexa, play the Dana Show podcast.
I think that this is so critical what's going on in the Justice Department, because what you have now, we already had a constitutional crisis with Trump's behavior prior to the election. We now have a constitutional crisis within the constitutional crisis. We now have a state of emergency within the state of emergency. This has gotten very dangerous, and you know, it's we, you know, we haven't even touched on what happened in Thousand Oaks today with.
That's all you can do with him. Why did you get me this audio soundbite? It just makes me mad.
Kind of, that's part of the reason why.
He is such a stooge. You know his last movie did not do good, right?
Has any movie done well for him?
No, not since the 90s. Yeah, okay. He hasn't done anything decent. He hasn't actually done anything successful since the 90s. Yeah. So let's go ahead and kick it into some Florida Man, shall we?
It's time for Florida Person. It's time to check what Florida is up to.
Well, a Florida man said the devil made him push grandma and cut a 3-year-old. The devil. Boynton Beach. Investigators say a Boynton Beach man told them that the devil made him act out during a dispute that began as an argument with his grandma over a television remote control and ended with a child being cut on the lip with a knife. This is not amusing. A Boynton Beach police report says 25-year-old Ricardo Derendor is charged with aggravated child abuse, battery on a person 65 and over, and domestic battery on a pregnant person. Oh, well, they left that out of the headline. Investigators say Dor pushed his grandma to the floor, chased his pregnant cousin, and then used a kitchen knife to slash through a window screen, cutting the lip of a child standing on a couch. Dorr told police he snapped because people in the house were mean to him. Also the devil. Oh. Well. Yeah, and he looks crazy, too. I just need to point that out.
There's one eye that's looking like Southeast.
I don't know where he's looking. I just don't. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I just don't even. I have no words. Why are people like this? We're going to get some more after this latest with the Broward stuff, depending on how this goes. Oh, my gosh. Oh, let's see here. Moving on. This, I can't do that. Oh, well, there's this guy who, Florida man, who turned himself into a human boat trailer hitch. According to WFLA-TV, a man in Florida may lack common sense, but he makes up for it in ingenuity. Over the weekend, an unidentified man in Sebring was photographed sitting in the trunk of a car using his hands to hold a boat trailer for a few blocks. The woman who photographed him told the station she didn't know the speed of the car he was in. She only followed him for about 45 seconds. Despite the obvious risks of such a maneuver, so far there have been no reports of a boat becoming unhitched from a human in Sebring. Because he held it down. Get it?
But if they hit the brakes, literally that boat could
bro-geneering,
go right through,
man,
his abdomen if you saw the way he was sitting on the
Yeah,
brakes.
But it's bro-geneering. It's not engineering, it's bro-geneering, man. Who needs engineering when you got bros?
Right, that makes it better.
Oh, jeez. Okay, let's see here. I got a couple. No, this one's so nasty. I'm sorry, I really, y'all send me some really gross stuff. Nope. Oh, this one, yep, we'll see this one. WESH TV. This man is accused of dumping a port-a-john into a family's driveway. Yeah. Matthew Moore, 33, faces a felony charge. Detectives say he loaded a port-a-john onto a trailer, drove it to the home of a contractor in Winter Garden, and dumped it onto the man's driveway. The contractor apparently had not removed the port-a-john on time. The incident was caught on surveillance camera. See, you know, there are ways to deal with this. So now he's got to pay a $100 fine, $133. He's got to cut a deal with prosecutors because he dumped this porta-potty on this dude's drive. And it was apparently loaded with some feces. Oh, man. Why? I don't know. Florida man and wife accused of smuggling quarter pounders into jail. Yeah, they did. This is...
Burgers or drugs?
No, the burgers. Carolyn Walsh, 47, Fort Myers Beach, faces five charges after she... Oh, wait, no, this is the topless one. Hold up. No, this is the one I want. Sorry. Okay, this is WFTV. There's a couple Florida ladies here. Yeah. A Florida corrections officer and his wife were arrested Thursday after they received illegal payments to smuggle phones and quarter pounders into jail, according to the Miami Herald. Gary West Alford is charged with seven counts of unlawful compensation and introducing contraband into the county detention facility. Wow, it's a contraband? His wife, Shantika Anastasia Alford, is charged with six counts of introducing contraband. Oh my gosh. This is my favorite sentence in the world. According to the Herald, an inmate told investigators that they paid the couple $500 through a smartphone app for the delivery of McDonald's quarter pounders and lemon pepper chicken.
I got news for you. McDonald's lemon pepper. Is not worth that, though.
Yeah, I mean, look what you did, man. You just made a huge mess of stuff. And 47-year-old Carolyn Walsh faces five charges after she fled from a crash topless at Wall Drive in Fort Myers that sent two people to the hospital. She ran away completely with no top on. Police have no idea why she was topless and did not indicate why she was in their police report. She was charged with leaving a crash scene involving an injury. So like Beto, and leaving a crash scene involving property damage. Look at her. Or don't. No, I wouldn't. Third hour next. Stay with us.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. The vote counts are continuing for Senate races in Florida and Arizona, but each has already ended up in court.
Governor Rick Scott has won victories before judges in Palm Beach and Broward counties to have honored vote counting transparency under Florida law. The Broward County supervisor was given a Friday night deadline, which has passed. The Palm Beach supervisor was given a morning 10 a.m. deadline. This includes review of duplicate ballots, absentee ballots, and early voting ballots. Meanwhile, Republicans and Democrats in Arizona have given rural voters in that state a chance to fix problems with their ballots in that state's tight Senate race. Arizona's 14 counties now have until November 14th to address their issues. George Bonzani reporting.
A raging Southern California wildfire has triggered a mandatory evacuation order for the entire beachside city of Malibu. The fire broke out Thursday northwest of Los Angeles and roared southward, jumping the U.S. 101 freeway early Friday and sweeping into the Santa Monica Mountains. The city of Malibu lies along 21 miles of coast at the southern foot of the range. The Los Angeles County Fire Department tweets that the fire is headed to the ocean. President Trump opens a weekend visit to France.
Mr. President!
President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arrived in Paris Friday night for a weekend visit where they will join an international commemoration of the 100th anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I. As he arrived, Trump tweeted that French President Emmanuel Macron had made a very insulting proposal to build up Europe's military to counter the United States, China, and Russia. Trump further tweeted, perhaps Europe should first pay its fair share of NATO, which the U.S. subsidizes greatly. A meeting between Trump and Macron is planned for Saturday. I'm Mike Gracia. Correspondent Mike Gracia reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Pat Boone here again for Relief Factor, the company that's helping thousands of people, just like my wife Shirley and me, deal with all kinds of occasional aches and pains. For years, Shirley struggled with her neck and her shoulder pain kept her from sleeping through the night. A lot of people, just like Shirley, struggle with aches and pains due to aging or exercise. Why don't you order the 3-week quick start? It's now only $19.95, and let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Pittsburgh paused to honor the victims of the synagogue shooting.
Several hundred Pittsburghers plus sports stars and performers gathered in a city park to honor the victims of the synagogue shooting and to rally for peace. Before a moment of silence, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf said he's still reeling from the killing of 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue 2 weeks ago.
This anti-Semitic attack in a synagogue was an attack on each and every one of us. It was an attack on our humanity.
The observance coincided with the 80th anniversary of Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass, when Nazis attacked Jews, Jewish homes, and Jewish-owned businesses across Germany and Austria. I'm Warren Levinson.
Asia Bibi remains in Pakistan a week after her release from jail.
The Christian woman accused of blasphemy is banned from leaving the country. Her family says that she will leave Pakistan as soon as possible because of death threats against her. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. More than a decade before the Nazis seized power in Germany, Albert Einstein was on the run and already fearful for his country's future. That according to a newly revealed handwritten letter. Correspondent Keith Peters has more on the story.
His longtime friend and fellow Jew, German Foreign Minister Walther Rathenau, had just been assassinated by right-wing extremists, and police had warned the noted physicist that his life could be in danger, too. So Einstein fled Berlin and went into hiding in northern Germany. It was during this hiatus that he penned a handwritten letter to his sister Maya, warning of the dangers of growing anti-Semitism years before the Nazis ultimately rose to power, forcing Einstein to flee his native Germany for good. The 1922 letter shows he was concerned about Germany's future a full year before the Nazis even attempted their first coup, the failed Munich beer hall putsch to seize power in Bavaria. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Jim? Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
We can't even have a conversation. The only consensus there is in a canard, and here it is. First, I would like to offer my thoughts and prayers. Because that's what you do when you offer thoughts and prayers. You mock those who lost loved ones, because if you gave it any thought at all, you would never walk away from any of these without figuring out a better way to deal with them. And prayer? You think leaving it to God is the answer? We pray for strength. We pray for wisdom, for resolve. But we clearly don't want to act on any of those here. So what are you praying for? What would it take? How about a stadium full of children of the most influential people in our society, all holding puppies? What if they were all shot and killed? Would we act? Oh, don't be ridiculous to suggest something like... Is it? Is it ridiculous? More ridiculous than doing nothing?
Well, Ryan Petty, who lost his daughter, Elena, and Stoneman Douglas. He had a comment about this. He says, quote, "Hi, Chris Cuomo. Thoughts and prayers sustained my family and helped us pull through the most dark and difficult time in our lives. It's not just the thoughts and prayers offered. It's the compassion that follows," end quote. Well, Cuomo has one thing in common with the murderer. He didn't like prayer either. Welcome back to the show. At DLash on Twitter, official DanaLash on Facebook. That's at least according to his public postings. That doesn't help anybody, that sort of tone, that ridiculousness. I mean, it helps. It does not help anyone. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't. I mean, it's just, it's silly. So, this...
And then shame on Cuomo for saying this. And it is. That's what it's about. It's about the compassion that follows. I mean, that's honestly what it deals with. I was mentioning earlier some of the false talking points that have been perpetuated. There's a really poorly written article over at BuzzFeed that suggests that the NRA blocked the implementation of a 2016 law that made it illegal to possess what they call high-capacity magazines. In California, anything that is over 10 rounds is considered high-capacity, even though that's actually just standard capacity according to actual realistic definitions. But anything over 10 rounds is considered high-capacity. Here's the problem with their article, and they're suggesting that the NRA is responsible because they blocked that 2016 law. The sale and purchase of quote-unquote high-capacity magazines was criminalized 18 years ago in California. Since the year 2000, it has been illegal to purchase or sell what is any magazine over 10 rounds. So the murderer, and law enforcement already said this, already broke the law in addition to murder when he illegally obtained a high-capacity magazine. And I'm going to come back to that. There are two separate laws here. There is the law that was passed in 2000 that criminalized sale or purchase of any magazine in California over 10 rounds. And then in 2016, separately, after San Bernardino, the state legislature introduced a new piece of legislation where they wanted to criminalize even the possession of any magazine over 10 rounds. And the reason it was objected to, not just by the NRA, but a bunch of other people. And by the way, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the very progressive Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, cited and agreed on this, and they are no friend of gun rights, because it's a poorly written law that's unenforceable. And here's why it's unenforceable. How do you enforce it? How do you criminalize possession of any magazine that's over 10 rounds, aside from going door to door and confiscating? The sale and purchase is already prohibited. How do you do it? See, this murderer was in illegal possession of his 10-round magazine. So he purchased it illegally, unless the argument is that he planned this murder 18 years ago when he was 10 years old, and that's when he purchased his extended magazine before the law took effect in 2000. So you see now how this piece from BuzzFeed is entirely disingenuous. I've had so many individuals say, well, you know, he could have just gone outside of California and gotten his stuff. We need national laws. Okay, first off, this is stupid because we already have quote-unquote national laws that say you can't purchase a gun except in your state of residence. I, who live in Texas, can't go back to my home state of Missouri and purchase a handgun and then bring it back to Texas. I actually purchased for Christmas. We arranged the purchase of some firearms. My father-in-law filled out the 4473 because I go everything by the book, but I gave the money for it, my husband and I. To get him one of the Kel-Tec awesome little PMR-30s because he loved ours. And he lives in Missouri. He was visiting in Texas. He filled out his 4473, and he, because I gave him the money, purchased his PMR-30, and then he had it sent through our FFL to his FFL in Missouri. Yeah, I can't go back to my home state of Missouri, and I can't buy a handgun there and then just take it with me, check it in my bag, and take it with me back to Texas. That's a violation of federal law. It has to go through an FFL. FFL is short for Federal Firearms Licensee, someone who has a federal firearms license and is licensed by the ATF to sell and ship firearms and receive and et cetera, et cetera. So the argument that there are, quote-unquote, no national laws, end quote, that blocked him from going outside of California and purchasing anything, well, that's a lie. And in addition, there's also an extra law as it relates to California. Even if you are moving and introducing a new firearm into the state of California, you have to register it with the California DOJ. Otherwise, you're considered a, quote, firearms importer, end quote, and you got stiff penalties. So what law do you propose to make it more illegal? That's why that argument is bad. I see so many people out there that have more zeal than knowledge, and they're too busy to accuse. They're too busy accusing me of being a murderer and being more responsible. I've had people tell me I'm more responsible than the murderer. Multiple people, verified accounts, Hollywood people and journalists.
You're more responsible for the shooting than
yes.
the actual person pulling the trigger.
Yes.
The murderer.
Yes.
You're worse than that.
Yes.
Wow.
I have all this. I mean, I'm going to post them, actually, on DanaRadio.com. It's going to be here shortly. Which is awful. And I think these people want to incite violence, which is horrible. I mean, can you guys stop exploiting the grief of mourning people and this tragedy for your stupid, petty, uninformed, uneducated, absolute dipsh arguments? You're welcome. Can you guys stop? I don't feel like being courteous to you people because people are acting monstrous. Nobody knows what they're talking about. I also see the ridiculous talking point out there where, oh my gosh, the NRA made it easier for people with PTSD to get guns. They stopped military leaders from asking their soldiers about guns. That's also a lie. First and foremost, as I said, the Obama administration, under executive fiat, changed the rule to determine that anyone who is a Social Security beneficiary, and the bar is really low, if you simply even ask for any kind of financial assistance, they will adjudicate you mentally unfit without a mental health evaluation. So just to recap, a pencil pusher sitting at some desk, some bureaucrat, can determine that if you're a Social Security beneficiary, you're crazy without even giving you a mental health evaluation, and they'll take your guns. I mean, take them. Confiscate. Does that sound fair? All the people who preach about due process. The ACLU was even against this. Just to give you insight as to how bad it was, the ACLU was even against it. The Trump administration reversed the rule to restore due process. If they're going to adjudicate you mentally unfit, you got to have a full mental health evaluation. You know, to make it scientific for people who like science. As it relates to the military leader thing, the only thing that was objected to, in fact, military leaders can ask people that serve underneath them about firearms and about PTSD, etc. What they can't do, and this is what the lawsuit was about, is they can't record information about what guns they have and store it and make a de facto registry, because that's already a federal law. And just because someone is serving does not mean they're excluded from the protections of federal law. That's what that was about. It was about collecting information about their firearm ownership for a de facto registry. You people who don't know what the hell you're talking about. You create this horrible climate of division in this country. I mean, some of you ought to be embarrassed. I mean, it's just awful. I mean, I don't know. It's just so ridiculous. I see some of this stuff out here. I see these so, I mean, I don't know. Nobody really wants to have a legitimate conversation. Here's what I want to know. Why wasn't this guy red flagged? And the reason I ask this is because they sent a mental health crisis team out there. And they apparently at the time, and this was in April, they determined, well, he's not crazy enough. Because they said in order, what is it, 5150? I think it's 5150. In order to, and 5150 is essentially a Baker Act. That's when you're basically taking someone and having them involuntarily committed. So California law enforcement, I was talking to a friend of mine who actually is in law enforcement in California, and I'm not going to say their name, but they work in Los Angeles County. Two things that you have to meet, two determinations you have to meet, the criteria. You have to prove that you're a danger to yourself and that you're a danger to other people. And or, one or the other or both. Now, this individual, when they had the mental health crisis team called out, the neighbor said that he was destroying his mother's house. Would you consider her to be in danger? And I don't want to play, you know, Sunday night, Monday morning quarterback. But I support our police, the people out there who read with pictures. But if you think that anybody is beyond questioning, you're a moron, and you should be ridiculed into silence. What I want to know is, was that not, how can that not be considered she was in danger? If he was so volatile and he was causing so much damage and destruction that neighbors were actually worried for his mom's safety and they called the police and then the police called a crisis team out, how was he not taken in? And
why wasn't that a domestic thing, like
and
some sort of domestic
abuse? Well, here's the thing. My friend who works in law enforcement in Los Angeles says they are not sure how that did not meet the criteria because they have taken people in for less on a 5150. That's the question I have. We need to have a real, what we need, and I know we got to go, is we need to have real serious, clear, consistent standards of measure for when someone is taken into custody. Because as it is right now, it's different state by state. I'm totally open to that conversation, and we need to have it. But it's not going to happen by calling me a gun whore or accusing millions of innocent Americans who simply want to be able to protect their families from evil, telling them that they're complicit in murder. That's not going to do anything. We got to get rocking. Super Beats helps with energy, and it's a busy time of the year, so you know you're going to need it full time. That's why I rely on my daily dose of Super Beats to keep my energy levels up naturally. It's, you know, you don't need to reach for coffee or sugary energy drinks and just pack on calories. Seriously, you want to like be healthy, particularly as we're coming before the holiday season. Super Beats harnesses the power of nutrient-rich beets to create a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. And the philosophy of it is, I mean, it's all about heart healthy products. 1 teaspoon of Super Beet supports your cardiovascular health and promotes healthy blood pressure levels. You get natural energy without the need of a quick caffeine kick or a sugar high. It's real healthy, natural energy. Call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeets.com. Find out how to get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets and free shipping with your first purchase. That's 800-664-5617, danasbeets.com. Everyone has their own reason for choosing a Maglite. Maybe your dad kept one in his truck or, you know, someone who carried one on the force. Each Maglite represents a culmination of decades of research, development, and continuous state-of-the-art refinement. The ultimate survival light, the Maglite ML300L 4-cell LED, is no exception. The ML300L 4-cell LED offers 18 days of effective, real, usable light. That's more than 400 hours on a single set of batteries, coupled with the legendary ruggedness and reliability of Maglite. When you need a light source in a disaster situation, the Maglite ML300L 4-cell LED offers peace of mind. Every Maglite is manufactured and assembled right here in the USA. Maglite is committed to American manufacturing, and like founder Anthony Maglica, is proud to be American. Visit Maglite.com/Dana and receive special offers you won't find anywhere else. Maglite makes the superior product with a limited lifetime warranty. Visit Maglite.com/Dana and receive special pricing you won't find anywhere else. That's Maglite.com/Dana.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. Pals Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. Pals Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homes friends.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Anchorage to Alabama.
It's Dana Lash.
Golly, honestly, I wish that we could just like put education into like a spore and release it into the atmosphere. Wouldn't that be great? Look, I invented something that's amazing. People were in Times Square last night protesting Trump's firing of Jeff Sessions. I think everyone's high. I don't know what's happening. They were protesting at Broward Election Office. They were in Times Square last night, hordes of them, protesting Sessions.
Well, it's constitutional for Trump to fire his AG. I mean, I don't see how it's unconstitutional. Maybe somebody could explain that to me.
This is, we are in weird times, dude. We're going to have to break out John Rich's Redneck Riviera, I think, to get through the rest of this her day. Dang. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, NBC New York says a restaurant, if you're an introvert, this is the restaurant for you. It's called Icheron. It's known for its solo dining booths. You can enjoy your meal without actually having to interact with anybody, even a waiter. You fill out your order on a form. The waiter takes your form without uttering a word, and then whatever you order appears. You push a button and the bowl's taken away. You don't have to interact with anyone at all. See, I think that that's bad. I think we need interaction, and I say this as a situational extrovert. Yeah, I mean, you need interaction. You have to have that. Anyway, we have more here, but we're running out of time because I didn't shut up. Matthew Iglesias at Vox deleted his entire Twitter account after that tweet about Carlson's wife. Stay with us. Outdoor Limited is your one-spot stop for all your ammunition needs. OutdoorLimited.com has one of the largest stocking inventory selections of the best rimfire, handgun, and rifle ammunition. Every item listed in stock on their website is on hand at their warehouse. No third-party drop shipping and no back orders. Featuring great brands from Federal Ammunition like Federal Premium, Fusion, and American Eagle, Outdoor Limited is a family-owned business. This husband and wife team started the company in their garage 4 years ago, and they believe in selling good products at a fair price. They carry not just ammo, but also key accessories such as magazines, cleaning supplies, and targets. Outdoor Limited is my personal go-to for all of my ammunition and shooting needs. Great prices, fast shipping. Visit OutdoorLimited.com right now. Receive $5 off your first purchase of $100 or more with code DANA. Check out their great prices at OutdoorLimited.com and use promo code DANA. That's OutdoorLimited.com.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. KCNR 1460.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack, the North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeff is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Pavick of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
The Dana Show is now available on demand. Subscribe on iTunes and get full episodes delivered right to your phone.
Let's hope so. I mean, the short answer is we don't know. But this idea that the left is saying Mr. Whitaker should recuse himself is ridiculous. I mean, think about this. Rod Rosenstein is overseeing the Mueller investigation. Rod Rosenstein wrote the memo for firing Comey, overseeing special counsel Mueller, who is looking into the firing of Comey. And he doesn't have to recuse himself? We said he should have recused himself a long time ago. But somehow, because Whitaker wrote something a long time ago critical of the special counsel, he does have to recuse. Makes no sense.
Yeah, that's Jim Jordan. And Mark Whitaker, I interviewed him, gosh, several years ago, previously, a long time ago when I worked at the Blaze, which I left. And, yeah, I said Matt Whitaker. What did I say? No. Yeah. You go, Steve Whitaker? I'm like, let's just throw names out. No, I talked to Matt Whitaker when he was, he came on, again, this was several years ago, and he was simply discussing the fact that Hillary Clinton, for instance, her campaign and the DNC had hired Perkins Coie and you know, all this stuff. And who is it? Some stooge that's on social media. I don't know who he is. I was trying to argue that Whitaker already has proven, using my video clip, Whitaker's already proven that he wears a tinfoil hat, thus he should recuse himself. He was literally only saying things that we knew were true and had already been public, made public. I'm sorry, but that's not how you guys don't get to call shots like that, number one, yeah, because you got to win elections to do that. And number two, you can't say that people who cite confirmed publicly available information that it's somehow a conspiracy theory, unless you're trying to argue that Perkins Coie didn't work with the Hillary campaign, didn't work with the DNC, which completely goes against the documents that have been available to the press in PDF form that were released as a result of a probe and are actually the retainer and the paperwork between the two or three. So that's silly. Why would you do that? Because then that just makes you even look more suspicious. So I don't get it. They just don't like it. I wonder though. I do think that if they did not win the House, I think that Sessions probably would have stayed on. But because the letter, I mean, and that's commonplace for it to be written in advance. But it does look like it was probably planned, I would think. Like they knew and they were anticipating all of this. But I don't think that the White House needs to be concerned about any negative reaction to Matt Whitaker, because they're going to negatively react to anybody. You saw a mob of people last night in Times Square protesting the firing of Jeff Sessions, for crying out loud. So come on. Did you ever think that you would see that? Do you remember when they made him out to be basically a war criminal, or like they were calling him Hitler and Nazi and all kinds of stuff during the confirmation hearings? Now they're in the streets protesting his resignation. Are you serious? My gosh.
Outrage du jour.
Yeah, outrage du jour. I never thought I would see that, by the way. That's pretty insane. That's pretty crazy. It is. Oof. Now, one of the other things that you haven't heard much about is that caravan. What happened to it? Apparently, earlier this week, there at the Mexico City Stadium, they had a little mini city. I was reading a couple different articles on it. They had yoga instructors, a volleyball court, a food truck corner. I don't know how long they're going to stay in the Capitol. I think that they're trying to determine. I read one piece where it said they're trying to determine whether or not they're going to stay in Mexico and take up their offer of amnesty there, or asylum there, because Mexico offered asylum. And I think that they were trying to, apparently the big Mexico City stadium, the caravan has put up tents and they have, you know, people everywhere. So that's what they're up to. It's interesting how you don't hear about it anymore, right? What happened to the caravan, Kane? What happened to it?
People are trying to blame Trump for not talking about it, but the reality is the media dropped it like a hot potato, because yesterday the DOJ and DHS issued some new asylum rules. And so clearly this caravan is still being dealt with, or at least planned to be dealt with by this administration. The media has completely decided to drop this hot potato.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, you don't really hear a lot about it anymore. You haven't really heard about as much as they talked about it, and as much as they tried to fearmonger on it, you just haven't, you haven't heard really anything about it. I mean, interesting. Goodness. So, all of this, and I don't know, this is just crazy. This is just insane. I don't even know. There's so much idiocy and so much ridiculousness out there. I can't even deal with it. So many people. I was going to do mailbag of hate today, but literally everything is you need to die because of something, and you're like worse than the whatever, you know, you're worse than everybody. And that's pretty much like the extent of the conversation.
Yeah, the intellectual discourse.
Yeah. It's just nonstop. I just want to just take inventory of what's happening right now. I just want to go back to, number one, progressives were in Times Square protesting the firing of Jeff Sessions, the same people who called him a Nazi just like earlier. You have Democrats in Broward County, particularly one individual who had already been in trouble prior to illegally destroying ballots and sending out ballots that only have half the questions on them, and they've told Republicans that we have, you know, thousands of ballots, they're all Democrats, but we're not going to tell you exactly how many. We're not going to tell you if they're early ballots or absentee, if it's early voting or absentee voting. And you're just going to basically sit there until we count out enough ballots to win.
Are those people even alive, the ones that they found?
I don't know. That's a great question. So here's where we are. That is where we are right now. It's insane. I just don't know. This is just, I don't even know. That's where we are. Oh, and then they're trying to do this in Arizona, too. They're trying to reduce the Republican majority in the Senate as much as they can. As much as they absolutely can. That's what they want to do. Because they're mad that they didn't win, so now they want to try to cheat again. Just like they tried to cheat with Hillary Clinton and abusing a FISA court and all of that stuff, which, by the way, they're going to get away with that. That's where Republicans controlling the House, actually worked well because they were leading an investigation into the Clintons and Democrats' legitimate abuse of a FISA court to spy on a private American citizen. And now we're all going to have to deal with that. I mean, that's just now that precedent has been established. The same people who use the IRS to target individuals who wanted to organize little Tea Party groups, the same people who weaponized the DOJ to go after reporters that published stories that the Obama administration liked, the same party that went and used Oppo research that it paid for and fabricated to substantiate a FISA warrant on a private person because it didn't like the fact that they were going to have their asses handed to them in the election. This same party that's down in Broward County right now trying to steal an election. This same party that's in Arizona right now trying to steal another election. This same party that when it doesn't get what it wants, it screams that it's been disenfranchised through quote-unquote gerrymandering or quote-unquote Russian mind raised, as the Federalists put it, and everything else except for the fact that voters rejected them. They cannot, they're like a psycho ex-boyfriend. They cannot accept the fact that they've been rejected. It's crazy. Are we all going to find, like, bunnies in our pots or something? Like, when we all go home and we go back in the car, are we going to find a rabbit in the pot? Damn. Seriously, these people are unhinged. And then they show up outside of, you know, Tucker Carlson's house, try to break in his door while his wife's freaking out in the pantry because she thinks she's about to get home invaded. And I think they honestly tried it. People are crazy. Just awful. And uninformed. You are correct, sir. And uninformed. I don't know. The and this situation with Broward, as I said, and we talked to J. Christian Adams about earlier, we may not know anything about this until, I'm not kidding you, December. December. Quite literally, they sent somebody down there and says, we're going to win this. What? How are you going to win it? What are you talking about winning? They're just going to count out as many ballots as they need to win. I'm not kidding you. That's what they're going to do. That's what they're doing right now.
They have them on a roll like paper towels.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. That's right. That's right.
We
need 10 more? Let's do 20 just to make it real good. That's all they're doing. Oh, gosh. This is where we are. Ugh. I see, we all need this weekend because it's been a crazy weekend. We all need this weekend. That's where we are. My goodness. Let's see. I also wanted to get, let me look at audio here. Audio Sunbite 11, Nancy Pelosi talking about Matt Whitaker too. Listen.
Well, first of all, I think that he has been outspoken in saying that he wanted to curtail the Mueller investigation, that it should be curtailed. But Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2 of the Constitution says that principles in our government, like the Attorney General, have to be confirmed by the Senate. The President appoints with advice and consent, with the confirmation mm-hmm. of the Senate. That didn't happen. He's not going. And you've seen some of the quotes today that this appointment makes a mockery of the Constitution.
Mm. How does it make a mockery of the country? Because I said it does. This is where we are. We're going to take a quick break. We got Today in Stupidity coming up as well. I just wish we could use ExpressVPN for our whole lives. Just hide away, right? Because everybody is, it's all ridiculous. With all the news about online security breaches, everybody's worried about where their data goes, especially as we barrel towards the holiday season and so many people are going to be doing their Christmas shopping online. So you're going to have sites and internet providers and companies tracking your browsing history, looking at what you're buying, and then they're going to sell that to other corporations who want to profit from knowing all this about you. You need to take back your privacy and use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN has easy-to-use apps. They run seamlessly in the background. Use your phone, tablet, or computer, and it only takes one click to turn it on. It secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data, and it hides your public address. Protecting yourself with ExpressVPN costs less than $7 a month. It's rated number one of VPN services by TechRadar. You get a 30-day money-back guarantee. Hide your data when using public Wi-Fi. Don't hand over your online history to data resellers or internet providers. You can use ExpressVPN. That's your answer. Protect your online activity today. Find out how to get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Dana. That's expressvpn.com/Dana for 3 months free with a one-year package. expressvpn.com/Dana to learn more.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source ComScore total visits.
This edition of Sound Perspectives is brought to you by Glint. Why is gold the real deal in the age of cryptocurrency? Money arises as a currency unit because it radically reduces the information required for transactions to just two facts: value and ownership. Admittedly, blockchain stores ownership information more efficiently, so making it a useful back office function. But it does not address the value question, which still lies in the hands of governments who must create money to pay bills and, in emergencies, keep the system liquid. Throughout history, governments have tried to demonetize gold in favor of their paper money, and the result is always the same: failure. Governments will succeed far more easily and quickly at demonetizing Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies by creating their own cryptocurrencies, such as e-dollars. Blockchain increases, not decreases, potential state control. Therefore, gold, not cryptocurrency, continues to be the real free market alternative to paper money. This perspective was brought to you by Glint. For the first time ever, Glint allows you to save and spend gold using it as money anywhere in the world via the Glint MasterCard. To start saving and spending in gold now, simply download the Glint app or visit glintpay.com.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club. Miss anything from the show? Check out the full podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen.
So, guys, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the youngest and most completely clueless person now in Congress. How do I pay for things? I just don't even know. So she says she can't afford a Washington apartment before her job in Congress starts.
So she's doing it for the money then, the job?
Yeah, she says she can't. She was talking about how she can't afford to move to D.C. until she starts working. And she thinks that there is an electoral fix for her way to make rent. She goes, there are many ways in which our electoral system isn't even designed for working class people to lead. Don't worry, we're working on it. So she wants to change the rules because, well, look, she had, didn't she get like an economics degree? And she worked as a bartender as a 29-year-old. I mean, I'm not ragging on bartenders, but she's the one who acted like she was super successful and better than everybody else because she had this super swanky economics degree. Chick, you slinging drinks behind a bar and you're 29 years old? The hell. Maybe you don't know what you think you know when it comes to money. So she wants everyone to change the rules for her so she can get a nice apartment. Wow. This is tough, girl. It's tough, girlfriend. Hey, maybe I'll get some of your super rich voters, super rich donors in the Democrat Party to pay your rent. I mean, for crying out loud, why not? Hillary Clinton gets all this money. Why can't you hit up some of your people to pay your rent? Why do you got to change the dang rules just to accommodate you? She goes, she was whining about it. She goes, I can't take a salary. I have 3 months without a salary before I'm a member of Congress. So how do I get an apartment? I mean, literally, that's her direct quote. She goes, I'm just squirreling away and hoping I get to January. Oh, my gosh. You haven't saved anything? Maybe you haven't, like, prepared? I don't know.
Maybe she can use one of Dr. Ford's GoFundMe accounts.
Oh, my gosh. That is so harsh and awesome. Yes. Why doesn't she? Maybe, yeah, she could start a GoFundMe.
Oh, it's probably already started.
So help her pay her rent since she apparently couldn't do it herself. She would, I mean, right? If you're going to run for Congress, don't you think that you would have maybe, I don't know.
Can
like,
the left do anything with their own money, though? Like, do we have any examples of that?
No.
If she wants to stay at my place, like, she can make my rent cheaper. I'm not far from Capitol Hill. Probably about 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
How much would you charge her?
I don't know. What do you think?
I just first look at the GoFundMe first and then decide.
Yeah. I mean, how much would it go for normally?
For each person, rent around here is about $1,000. Well, that's in Arlington. In D.C., it's $1,300, so I don't know.
Wait, just like as a roommate?
Yeah.
A
roommate. Oh, my gosh. I love D.C. That's so insane. Wow, that's so crazy. Yeah, well, she could make it easier. Yeah, do it.
All right, I'll reach out to
her. Be like, hey, girl, hey.
I got a comfy couch and some nacho cheese.
See, there you go. That's perfect. This is just great.
Make sure to take some time to explain how, you know, money is spent and things are done.
Yeah, you ain't going to get a dime out of her. She just wants welfare. She
we
just
have
wants
a utility
it.
Bill. It covers water and trash.
You're already over her head.
Right, yep.
Yeah. So last but not least, Idris Elba, who I really like, was being shamed by The Guardian. Because he was named as the sexiest man alive. And The Guardian writes, congrats, Idris Elba, but next year let's have a less macho sexiest man alive. And some twit with the name Casper Salmon wrote the story.
Good Lord.
I just, y'all can lay off.
There's people online that mistake lay him off. For Luke Cage.
How like, does that happen?
I have no idea. And it's like, you guys really don't have a clue.
Oh, my gosh. I like the... Leave our macho men alone, Mr. Salmon. Jeebus. Can't even deal with you. I bet you wear leg warmers on your arms, don't you? All right. Kane, today in stupidity.
Oh, believe it or not, Adam Schiff. Usually whenever he opens his mouth,
shocker.
It's always a gem. Here we go.
But we're also going to seek to look at the unexplored avenues of investigation, things that could threaten the national security of the United States.
Yeah,
issues like money laundering. If the Russians were laundering money through the Trump Organization, and there are some serious allegations along these lines.
Wow. You mean like the serious allegations with the Clinton Foundation and laundering money with the Russians there? But... unfortunately, crickets from Schiff.
Yeah,
like
total crickets. Folks, that does it for our show this week. Have a great weekend. I'll be back with you Monday.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of The Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Raging Southern California wildfire has triggered a mandatory evacuation order for the entire beachside city of Malibu. The fire broke out Thursday northwest of Los Angeles and roared southward, jumping the U.S. 101 freeway early Friday and sweeping into the Santa Monica Mountains. Malibu has about 13,000 residents. It lies along 21 miles of coast at the southern foot of the mountain range. Meanwhile, Thousand Oaks Mayor Andy Fox says it's been a difficult week for his city.
Just 48 hours ago, our city experienced a tragedy that had national implications with the mass shooting and the loss of life of 13 individuals. And here we are just a few hours later, now talking about another crisis right here in Thousand Oaks.
Judges in Palm Beach and Broward counties have sided with Florida Governor Rick Scott against two supervisors of elections. Circuit Judge Krista Marks on Friday ordered Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections Susan Booker to give the county canvassing board any duplicate ballots and any overvoted or undervoted ballots that have not yet been provided by the board by 10 a.m. Federal health officials reporting a death in an ongoing salmonella outbreak linked to raw turkey.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports a death in California, the first from an ongoing salmonella outbreak linked to raw turkey. So far, 164 people have fallen ill in 35 states. The most recent illness was reported October 20th. No products have been recalled, and the CDC is not recommending that people avoid turkey. The CDC does recommend cooking turkey to an internal temperature of at least 165 degrees. And washing hands and counters that have touched uncooked meat. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Florida man accused of sending pipe bombs was indicted Friday on charges carrying a potential mandatory penalty of life in prison. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
Asia Bibi remains in Pakistan, unable to leave and still under the threat of death.
Bibi, a Pakistani Christian woman, was acquitted of blasphemy charges by Pakistan's Supreme Court, but riots by Islamists prevented her escape to the West. Her ordeal started in 2009 after two fellow women farm workers refused to drink from the same container as a Christian and later said Bibi had insulted Muhammad. The claim led to her arrest and 2010 death sentence on blasphemy charges. In Pakistan, a mere accusation of blasphemy has caused riots, even lynching. Human rights groups have said Pakistan's blasphemy law is often used as an excuse to settle scores or as a weapon against religious minorities. Bibi's been hiding in Islamabad since her release earlier this week. Keith Peters reporting.
Wholesale prices rose by the most in 6 years last month, led higher by more expensive gas, food, and chemicals. The Labor Department says that the producer price index leapt 0.6% in October. News analysis at townhall.com. Google is promising to be more forceful and transparent about its handling of sexual misconduct cases.
That pledge comes a week after thousands of high-paid engineers and others walked out in protest over Google's corporate culture. Google bowed to one of the protesters' main demands by dropping mandatory arbitration of all sexual misconduct cases. From now on, workers will be able to choose to sue in court and present their case in front of a jury. Rich Thomason reporting.
Google is also planning a major expansion in New York City, that according to a report in the Wall Street Journal. The newspaper reported that the company plans to add space for more than 12,000 additional New York workers. The journal cited anonymous people familiar with the plans, and the paper said that Google has New York real estate deals in the works that would give it room for nearly 20,000 workers when their office opens in 2022. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Lord of the Flies again. Honestly, I think they're going to burn the whole island before they're done. These people need help. I don't know if we have enough people to send help for all of these people that the Democrats turn out at the drop of a koofy. These people are nuts. That was the Scream at the Sky. That was Scream at the Sky Day. That was a year ago. What, a year ago yesterday? I think it was Scream at the Sky. But last night they were out there again. The insane mobs of the Democrat Party teeming in the streets of American cities because they apparently really like Robert Mueller. Really, it's because there are so many lemming in the Democrat Party that if they send out an all call, ring the dinner bell on their Occupy Wall Street lists. Then thousands and thousands of loons come out into the street across America to protest whatever the hell it is they've come up with today. I don't know where these people, I guess they're all unemployed, suckling on the taxpayer teat, and we're all paying for their electricity and their food. I don't know. They just show up. There were thousands in Manhattan. Many more in Brooklyn. They were in Westchester County. They were in Washington, D.C. They were in Rockville, Maryland. They were spread out across the country, thousands and thousands and thousands of them, because Sessions was told to resign, and he did. And these guys, boy, they're really too involved in government, aren't they? I'm all for being involved in what's going on in your government. These people are nuts. They've taken it to an insane level. They've got, and they have they had the scream at the sky a year ago. By the way, good morning and welcome. A lot to talk about today, as you might imagine. We're at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. And before I go completely off to the races here, let me get to a few other things. They were screaming out there again last night. They're doing the zombie thing, that call and response thing, where you couldn't get Republicans to do this. We're not this crazy. We're not this stupid. But boy, they got more than their share of lunatics, the Democrats, and they can turn them out, boy. You just said, hit the email. Oh, my party has called. I have to march. I'm marching. Where's my pink pussy hat? I need to make a sign. There, you know, just like find a job, get a wife, have some kids, try acting like a normal person, whatever it is you want to do to act normal. Just try that for a little while, because you people are not well. You people are nuts. And speaking of not being well, the Democrats are now going for the recounts in Florida, and they're so corrupt. How corrupt are they? They're calling because they lost the governor's race, right? Rick Scott, and then they lost the Senate race, and they had this Gillum fella, and I'm for the Senate. I'm just marveling at these people. They lose the race, and Andrew Gillum, he conceded, and then he took back his concession as his first act as a United States Senator. He's like, well, you should know going in that whatever it is I say really doesn't mean anything. Whatever I say, you cannot take my word for anything. I conceded on election night because I lost the election. Then I took back the concession. Now, that's pretty crazy. That these people, Al Gore did the same thing in Florida, by the way. He conceded in 2000. Then they said, well, not so fast. Superstorm Sandy is coming, and the weather's getting worse now. Mr. Hand, I have no, silly. I'm going to take back my concession because I'm going to be the president. And, of course, he wasn't, because he's Al Gore, and he lost in Florida by 537 votes, and that's too bad for him, but good for the world, as it turns out. So they're calling for recounts. They love recounts, and especially in Florida. But they're so corrupt that they don't want a recount across the state. They just want to go look for ballots in closets and Democrat strongholds in Broward County and Miami-Dade, and then Palm Beach County, Democrat Party strongholds. And they're like, we just want, and this is what they did in 2000 also. They only wanted a recount. They didn't want to count all the counties in 2000 in Florida. They just wanted to count the Democrat strongholds and go back and see if they could gin up some more votes. And yesterday, a school teacher found a bin, you know, one of these bins, like a large mail bin that you put ballots in, the strong man could, you know, barely pick up and carry around. They found one of those in a closet at a school, and it was full of ballots because the Democrats don't know how to do anything. They just can't. The left, they just wreck everything. And so they found this bin full of ballots, and guess what? They're all Democrat ballots. I'm just barely making that part up. We don't know whether they're all Democrat ballots, but I'm going to guess that they were probably, you know, heavily weighted toward the Democrats. And, oh, hey, who found this big bin full of, why didn't we count these? And they're going for the recount, and they got this creepy lawyer, Mark Elias, from Perkins Coie. That sound familiar? Mark Elias from Perkins Coie. I've talked about him a lot here. He's the guy that was hired by Hillary and the DNC, you see, to hire Fusion GPS and those former news reporter crooks over at Fusion GPS, who then hired Christopher Steele the British secret agent, wank, wank. And then he gave us the famous dossier that Comey and the Obama people and Loretta Lynch and John Brennan abused by bringing it to the FISA court and not revealing to the FISA court that it was Hillary Clinton's opposition research, pretended that it was legitimate intelligence to get top secret FISA warrants to spy on and conduct surveillance operations on members of the Trump campaign. But all of this is okay. Well, Mark Elias is, he got on a big old jet airplane, probably somebody's private jet, and went down to Florida yesterday. He's going to be in charge of the sleazy, slimy recount, but they're throwing lawyers at it. They're Gulfstream jets flying down there in clusters with creepy Democrat lawyers who are planning on going there, as Mark Elias said, to win this, not to get an accurate count. To win this, they want to count until they're ahead by one vote, and then the music stops, and they're done counting. That's how Democrat recounts work. They're crooks. These people are not honest people. Mark Elias is not an honest man. He's a sleazy Washington political lawyer, an apparatchik for the Hillary DNC machine, who hires sleazy foreigners to come up with hookers peeing on beds in Moscow and stuff like that. That's Mark Elias. That's the kind of legal career that he's got. He probably spends the 4th of July with Michael Avenatti. These are not quality people. And so they're going down there to challenge Enrico. They want to get that one seat. They will fight for every inch of ground. They will fight. They will bleed. They will die on the field of battle. I saw him calling it the battlefield yesterday. Everything, all these battlefields, using this martial language. How many members of Congress have to be shot before you people stop talking like that? I guess we haven't reached that threshold. We'll find out someday. Or we won't, one way or the other. And so they're down there. They're planning on overturning the results of the governor's race and of the Senate race. That's their goal. It's not to get a fair and square count. It's to count only in Democrat counties where suddenly bins full of ballots start falling through the ceiling tiles, and it's raining ballots in Florida. And coincidentally, they tend to be very heavily weighted toward the Democrats. And they have this person down there in charge of the recount. And this would be funny if it weren't so incredibly corrupt. But the Broward County Supervisor of Elections is a woman named Brenda Snipes. Brenda Snipes, and this is where they're doing they're focusing their recounts, only in Democrat strongholds, of course. And we need the Justice Department down there because, for 8 years we had the corruption of Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch, and you had Black Panthers with weapons in 2008 at a polling place in Philadelphia, and down with the struggle, Eric Holder didn't investigate in any way. That's just fine. It's obvious. It's a textbook example of voter intimidation at a polling place. Flat out illegal. Everybody knows it. And Eric Holder, because he's corrupt, decided that they would not lift a finger to do anything about that because that's how corrupt they are. They're very corrupt people. It's my friend. I've got my friend Matey in Florida was texting me this morning that Broward County is the Cook County. We grew up together in Chicago. Is the Cook County of Florida, meaning Chicago, and where the Democrats rule a corrupt roost. And they're looking to steal the elections. That's it. That's their goal. It's not to get an honest vote. It's not to find out how many people actually voted. It's to steal the seats. And by hook or by crook, through the courts, by whatever means necessary, these are just their phrases, hammer and sickle, they're going after these seats. And this woman, Brenda, in Florida, is famous for a whole range of reasons, overwhelmingly because she's really corrupt. And there is a good man at the RNC that put together, Steve Guest, that put together a collection of some of Brenda Snipes' greatest hits. And there are news articles, mostly from Florida, the Sun Sentinel and the Miami Herald, illegally destroying ballots. She's been accused of illegally destroying ballots in the past. Absentee ballots that never arrived. Uh-oh, she found absentee ballots and then they were made to disappear like Jimmy Hoffa. Fellow Democrats accused her precinct of individual and systematic breakdowns that made it difficult for voters to cast regular ballots. Why would that be a problem? That's the Miami Herald, 2014. Postal election results half an hour before the polls closed. very clear violation of election law. And she's still the Democrat in charge of the operation there, and she's the crook in charge of the recount in Broward County. We need federal agents down there today, and I think we'll get them. Sued for leaving amendments off of ballots. She also was in trouble for claiming not to have money to notify voters when their absentee ballots expired. She got in trouble for having official staffers campaign on official time. There were problems printing the mail-in ballots. This is all going to this one woman who's in charge of the Democrat corrupt recount in Miami-Dade in Broward County. Accusations of ballot stuffing in 2017. Voter receiving ballots with duplicate pages, slow results, and piles of ballots that cropped up after Election Day. This is her record here, and she's in charge of the recount. You'll see none of this on CNN because they're as corrupt as she is. Opening ballots in private, breaking Florida law. Now, this is the woman, Brenda Snipes, that is in charge of the recount for the Democrats in Miami-Dade and Broward County. And the news media is fine with this. This is her record, and they're fine because she's a Democrat. Now, you remember when the 2000, the Republican Secretary of State there, what was her name again? She with the dark hair, and she was a perfectly nice person, and the news media crucified her. They crucified, because the news media is filthy, corrupt Democrat Party front groups, and they crucified the woman, Catherine Harris, of course. Who could forget Catherine Harris? And, well, me, apparently, and Catherine Harris, and she was crucified by the news media for doing nothing wrong. But the perception of impropriety is the threshold for Republicans, and the DNA on the blue dress is the threshold for Democrats. So that's their plan. Also in Arizona, the Democrats have gone into recount mode there over this Kristen Sinema thing. And not like the movies, but the other ones. The Kristen Sinema thing has now gone to there, and it's not a recount. They're just still counting votes because they haven't gotten there yet. And wait till you hear what Marco Rubio said about some of this stuff in Florida. And he's just completely right. Great audio from Marco Rubio this morning. Kristen Sinema takes paper-thin lead over Martha McSally in Arizona Senate race. This is the woman who's the ad for the teeth whitening, Kristen Sinema. And McSally, of course, is a great heroic combat veteran and a wonderful woman. And the Republicans won. The Democrats lost. Kristen Sinema lost. Martha McSally won. But now guess what? In these really slow-moving, dim-witted Democrat districts, they're still gathering up votes. And guess what? They're all going to the Democrat. And here we are. It's the election was Tuesday. It's Friday. And they're like, well, we're still looking for, I know we're behind. Hey, wait a minute. Now we're ahead. We found some more ballots. And now we're ahead. All right, we can stop counting now. This is how corrupt they are. Listen, the left is the precursor to third worldism. The left is the vanguard of third worldism. They are now sinking their teeth into the American political system as never before. And we see evidence of the third worlding of America everywhere by way of the behavior of the Democrat Party. They prefer the chaos and the anarchy of the third world. And that's why they like to leave our door open to the third world. You notice that they haven't opened our borders with Canada? No interest in opening our borders with Canada. No free flow from Canada. No, no, we've got to control that border. But our southern border, well, that should be wide open. That's kind of a backdoor thing, if you will. And, you know, because that's part of the thing, too. Tucker Carlson, update on the violent mob at his house and these lunatics out in the streets of America last night. Crazy, crazy stuff. Farrakhan's back in the news. He's a Democrat. He hates the Jewish people. That's okay with American Democrats, though.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
I'm going to tell you something personal. I take Metamucil, and it's so amazing it makes me want to tell strangers on the radio. Metamucil is made from psyllium fiber, a naturally sourced plant-based fiber that traps and removes the waste that weighs you down. I take it every day, and it helps me feel lighter and ready to take on the world. So if you feel sluggish, it might just be your digestive system not working like it could. So try it for yourself, and then tell everyone you know. Or not. Metamucil. Feel what lighter feels like.
It's no secret around here. I like things my way. My way keeps our customers happy. My way keeps us on budget. My way keeps this place running. And my way means ordering from Grainger. They've got what we need when we need it. With simplified checkout, dedicated customer reps, and knowledgeable product experts, I can order online, on the phone, or at a branch the way I like it. My way. When it comes to effortless ordering, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Visiting Angels is America's choice in senior home care. We believe your loved one should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels provides personal home care up to 24 hours per day, including meals and light housework. Ask about our dementia care at home. You'll select your professional caregiver. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE.
Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? You may qualify for the Fresh Start program. Civic Tax Relief can give you free information on how the program works. Their professionals have over 25 years of experience negotiating with the IRS. They know the proper steps to save you the most amount of money. They will negotiate your tax debt and protect you from bank levies or wage garnishments. Call for your free Fresh Start information now. 800-955-8408. That's 800-955-8408. 800-955-8408.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Well, now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Call Get Relief today and get free information that shows you how to lower your monthly payment and get debt forgiveness. This program has proven to work for credit card debt and medical bills. Discover the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Call now, 800-207-8558.
800-207-8558.
That's 800-207-8558.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
People protesting around the country yesterday. Apparently they support the Mueller investigation. They'll march for Snickers bars. They'll march for a parking space. You can get these zombies to march for anything at this point. I tell you, sent an email out saying, hey, Republicans, we're going to go protest in favor of Jeff Sessions resigning. Nobody will show up because we're like normal people. We're doing normal things. We're not mental. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jason in Stafford, Virginia. Jason, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
All right. So I was telling Victoria that I signed up once for a legalized marijuana petition.
Uh-huh.
And now I get emails from MoveOn.org constantly.
They sold your info.
Yeah. So...
to other left-wing groups, assuming that you're a big left-winger because you're a libertarian.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I got an email this morning. It says, Move On members have been out on the front lines preparing for this moment. Here's what we have planned.
Front lines, more martial language, the
exactly.
Language of war.
Emergency rallies tonight.
It's an emergency. It's a rally. Sieg Heil, did they bring torches?
Trump for impeachable offenses.
Do what to Trump for impeachable offenses?
Calling on Congress to investigate Trump.
Oh, that's a good idea. Why didn't we think of that?
Yeah. And then working to immediately pass bipartisan legislation to protect Robert Mueller and the investigation.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Investigation, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that was fun.
They love government investigation.
Preparing the next phase of actions. Tonight's rallies are only the beginning.
The next phase of actions. It's a cell group. The Democrat Party is the resistance. They're a cell group. They smell like the French resistance. They look like the French resistance. I got to tell you. So you're on this mailing list, and did you go to the big rally last night? We have audio from the big rallies.
No, I actually have a church function every Thursday. So
you have a church function every Thursday. Now, wait a minute. Just to be clear, you're in favor of decriminalizing or legalizing pot, and you have a church function on Thursday? I just want to let people know.
Yeah,
that's okay. No, that works. That works with me. I get that.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
And Jim Acosta is a hero of the revolution. He's a martyr. When the new republic is formed, Jim Acosta will be on a coin. So last night in Washington, D.C., there were loons in the streets, as there so often are. Sometimes they get caught in your grill and things and in your wheel wells, like squirrels. I kid. It's considered unruly to actually run them over. They want to protect Robert Mueller and Robert Mueller's job and Robert Mueller's investigation and whatever it is. How long has that been going on now? It is Friday in Washington. Maybe he'll just release the whole thing today. That'd be sort of fun. By the way, the President of the United States, Donald John Trump, not Hillary Clinton, will be flying on Air Force One without Hillary Clinton to France. And Hillary Clinton is not invited because only the President of the United States was invited. And President Trump will be representing the United States of America this weekend. It is, you may have noticed, Veterans Day on Sunday, observed on Monday. 11-11, and the reason it's Veterans Day is, of course, because that's when the armistice was declared in World War I, the war to end all wars, which it turned out it of course, was not. It perhaps should have been, but then the Germans started acting up again with their socialists, and then we had that Nazi thing because the National Socialists were goose-stepping all over the place, stealing people's stuff and murdering people. But I digress. But the president's going over there, and world leaders from all over, the Turks, Erdogan is going to be there, Putin is going to be there. You know, everybody was involved in World War I, of course, all your main players. And so they're going to be there for the 100th anniversary of the armistice, of what was originally Armistice Day and is now Veterans Day. And my grandfather, I've mentioned in the past, Patrick Henry Barnes, my mother's father, was a World War I veteran and a proud U.S. Army infantry veteran, Purple Heart and other awards, fighting in France in World War I. And I actually brought in several pictures today, which we're going to post, three pictures of my grandfather from World War I. They're looking kind of like Civil War pictures at this point, I've got to say. But when my father died, everybody knows this, right? When my father was a Navy fighter pilot in World War II, and he died when I was a little baby, I was 5 months old, and my three older brothers and my mother and myself, we decided to bring Mom along, moved in with her parents, Patrick Henry Barnes and Eleanor Gilmore Barnes, where we lived for several years with our grandparents after the death of my father. My mother was a young widow with four boys and so on. So we moved in with my grandfather, Patrick Henry Barnes, who was a great influence in my life, perhaps a greater influence than I knew. Because it turned out that he was a big anti-communist conservative, and I knew none of this. He died when I was 9 years old, but we were very close, and I didn't know it, but my politics turned out to be his politics later on. I had to grow up first. But a World War I veteran lived, obviously, through World War II and so on, and then the 50s came along, and he was an active anti-communist. I'm very proud to say my grandfather. And we're going to post several pictures of him from World War I. Three pictures. I have three photographs. One, he's aboard his troop ship, en route Europe, headed over there. Number two is, I believe this picture is at the end of the war, after the war, sitting on a door stoop along a railing, a stone building that is battle-scarred, very heavily battle-scarred behind him. And then the third one is a photograph from after the war, actually taken in Chicago, Illinois, of my grandfather with Black Jack Pershing himself, the commanding general of the Allied Expeditionary Force. So we're going to post those three photos as an homage to my grandfather and to World War I veterans and veterans of all stripes, because it's Veterans Day weekend. All right, now let's go to some non-veterans. Let's go to these lunatics in the streets of Washington last night. They disdain the people that provide the cocoon of security that they enjoy. They are the left. The left is a gang of lemming, and they were out in the street last night. Did they attack Tucker Carlson's house again last night while his wife was home alone? Because I understand they've put vats of molten lead on the roof and of boiling oil. So if these troglodytes, these Visigoths, go attacking his home again, they're going to get vats of molten lead poured on their heads, medieval style. You want to play medieval games? We're going to give you a medieval response. They didn't really put cauldrons of molten lead on the roof, but it would be fun if they did. It'd be funny. I'd want get that with your iPhone. Get a little capture that right there. Get some video of that. All right. So the protests of lefty crazy people last night in D.C. They love Robert Mueller. Suddenly they're protesting in favor of Jeff Sessions, who they've hated their whole lives. But then the party told them that they need to support Sessions, so they're out supporting Jeff Sessions. And this is they're not capable of thinking for themselves. They choose not to think for themselves. It's much easier being a Democrat. All of your views, opinions, beliefs are issued to you by the party. As long as you embrace them, there will be no punishment for you, no public scourging for you. But they were out in the streets of Washington last night, and they're chanting, they're yelling, they're doing all of this crazy stuff. Listen to these crazy people. And is this the one where they scream? And no, that's they scream. They do the scream, the primal scream thing a little later. Listen to these nuts.
The first step is to protect Mueller. So will we protect Mueller? Will we hashtag it?
Und?
Will we do everything we can?
Will we hashtag it?
We the people to protect democracy and
listen
to be
these
its first
lunatics.
Responders. No matter how tired we are.
Just like Bolsheviks. They're no matter how tired, they're going to hashtag it. Yeah. As soon as we get our girls back, we'll hashtag it. Hashtag bring back our girls with sad face.
Oh, Michelle Obama has sad face. She wants to bring back our girls.
Well, they didn't bring back their girls. That was just another BS crock by Obama and the frauds in the Obama years. And this is, you hear that woman's voice? Her wife must find her annoying at home, I'm guessing. And here's the D.C. organizer. Listen to these people. They want to get a chant going. They like chanting. They like rhyming and chanting. Their brains are not working as designed.
The forces of democracy are not going to quit. We have proved that tonight. We will prove that every night. And I believe that we will win. Can you repeat after me? I believe that we will win.
Listen to these people. These guys had a rough time on the playground as children, didn't they? Listen to them. And they do it. They follow. Which naturally reminded us of the Occupy movement, which was the birth canal for all of this insanity. And that was Barack Obama and Van Jones, and they got everybody on mailing lists like Jason. And then they flip a switch, and an X number of morons come out, and they'll chant whatever you want. Just say anything. I believe you're morons. I believe I'm morons. Reminded us of the Occupy movement, where they created this mental illness.
You are amazing.
A lot of you are young.
You have energy.
Imagination.
That was Francis Fox Piven, who is a radical leftist, anti-freedom, anti-free market college professor, naturally, who came up with the Cloward and Piven plan, which would destroy capitalism on the planet Earth by bankrupting all capitalist societies through overspending. That's her plan. She's got a diabolical plan to break the back of the United States. So naturally, she's a tenured college professor, and she goes out and finds these wide-eyed, dough-faced morons, and she whips them up into a stupid frenzy, and then you got the dumb tornado, and they have no idea how Monty Python-esque they are, but if they had ever seen Life of Brian, they would recognize themselves in there.
You're all individuals!
Yes, we're all individuals!
You're all different!
Yes, we're all different!
Victoria is voicing the soundbite along in the studio over there. She's playing right along at home. That's what. And they have no idea what zombies they are. They have no clue what mindless automatons the party has converted them into. They go. They get pink pussy hats, knit hats. They put on ridiculous T-shirts. They bring their children to watch people talk about blowing up the White House and incest and having, you know, president having sex with his daughter. And they're like, oh, this was wholesome American fun. Your children should be taken away from you for child abuse. You people are unwell. And then they did. They're doing this. This is in front of the White House last night. Mental cases all, and it's in front of the White House. And a year ago, they had the scream at the sky thing. Last night, they have this scream. It's Lord of the Flies. Really, the kids in Lord of the Flies were more orderly and more sane than these people. At least those kids were stranded on a desert island with no hope of escape.
until the British Navy came along. Last night, in front of the White House,
ask that we all give out a primal scream. It can be a scream of joy, because we're all here together. It can be a scream of anger, because we are angry at that man. But whatever it is, let's take a second and scream.
On the count of three, folks.
Right, yes, on the count of three. One, two, three. Ah!
Big push. This is today's Democrat Party.
Thank you.
That was incredible. Thank you.
They think that was incredible. That was to them, that was incredible. These people. That's they won back the House. You know, it's nobody said our republic wasn't going to be sloppy, beefy goodness. Let's go to Michael in Virginia Beach. Michael, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how you doing today?
I'm great, Michael. Thank you.
Yeah, I went to one of these rallies last night here in Virginia Beach. I'm on the MoveOn.org mailing list.
All right.
I had to go check it out, man. I went down there. There's about 75 nut jobs hanging out by the fountain. And, you know, they didn't do the repeating thing, but there was the same themes from CNN all night about Hayden Whitaker and Nazis and destruction of the republic. And I couldn't help myself but think it's nothing but a bunch of retarded parrots sitting in this plaza. I should have brought crackers. But, you know, I get really nervous because they're fearful. They're whipping these people up, Chris.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they're talking about, you know, coming at us from the perspective of religion and how to use religion against Christians, that Donald Trump is basically Satan. And not to resist, but to insist now. Keep an eye out for that phrase. And, you know, I'm a good-looking, in-shape guy, and I'm thinking to myself, I better start clapping, or these guys are going to start catching on to me.
No kidding. You felt after a while that because you weren't enthusiastic enough, that you weren't applauding, you felt that you might be in danger because of the mob?
Oh, I was getting side eyes. People started coming up to me with their signs and kind of showing me their signs, more than one. And as soon as that happened, I just started clapping like a retarded parrot, and I was good to go.
Now, you're in Virginia Beach. Are you a military person?
I am not a military person. I'm just into this, man. I'm a Liberty Movement guy. I go to all the Republican meetings down here,
uh-huh.
And I'm active. You know, I just want to do my part down here because Virginia's getting taken over by lefties.
And by these people, I mean, this is today's Democrat Party. It is, with the parroting stuff, with the repetition, with the scream at the sky, with their pink pussy hats, with their blow up the White House and their incest, and Brett Kavanaugh is a serial gang rapist who uses Quaaludes to drug. This party is just not really made up of legitimate, let's say, ideas. And they manipulate because they've got the likes of Stephen Colbert working for them. It's MSNBC at night. They've got Saturday Night Live working for them. They attack Navy SEAL veterans who are wounded in combat and mock them and ridicule them, these little pixie people in New York. And that's today's Democrat Party. I mean, honestly, how you can be a part of that party? Then there's the organ harvest and all that good stuff. They have no morals. They have no ethics. They have no rudder. They have no compass. They have no sense of decency. They have no sense of decorum. They have no sense of fairness. They're not honest. And it's because their party insists that they demonstrate all of these attributes, and they do so quite dutifully. It's an amazing and horrifying thing to watch at the same time.
Well, they do it through fear, Chris. I mean, the theme last night, all these speakers, they were afraid. Their children are afraid. They're crying every night. I mean, you can control people through fear, and that's what scares me the most. I don't know how to reach out to these people. I went out there last night to see, okay, what's going on? Are they reasonable? How can I contribute to the dialogue? And you can't. I mean, how am I supposed to contribute to that?
Right. You're 100% right. Boy, are you right. And what kind of stuff does this result in? Anybody remember James Hodgkinson? He showed up at a baseball field one day after being inspired by his party and by Bernie Sanders and by Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, who was his personal hero, aside from Bernie Sanders, of course. But they take no responsibility for any of that. None of that's their fault. Don't you know who they are? You're the bad guy. You're the villain. They harvest the organs of millions
And then they call you the Nazi. They turn everything into a racially polarized circumstance, and then they accuse you of being a racist because you want to judge people by the content of their character rather than the color of their skin. What a radical idea.
Can you repeat after me? I believe.
I believe.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-319-8464. That's 800-319-8464. Again, 800-319-8464.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in 1 day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. Find it at First Aid at Walgreens.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't fight the IRS on your own. Call U.S. Tax Shield and learn if you qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Initiative. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free tax debt analysis at 800-405-1225 now. 800-405-1225. 800-405-1225.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Well, now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Call Get Relief today and get free information that shows you how to lower your monthly payment and get debt forgiveness. This program has proven to work for credit card debt and medical bills. Discover the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Call now, 800-207-8558. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened,
and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The Senior Living Advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
There was a World War I commemorating ceremony yesterday at Pershing Park in Washington, D.C. Monument to General Pershing, Black Jack Pershing. And posting pictures, now posting four pictures, my grandfather in World War I. Right now, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Christian in McLean, Virginia. Christian, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Real quick, I'm really bummed that they've gone to the primal scream. I don't know if you remember the video when John Lewis was going to speak at a rally in Atlanta, and they were all using hand signs to express their approval or disapproval.
Uh-huh.
And now with the scream, it sort of becomes unequal for the snowflakes, because if I can scream louder than you can, then isn't that unfair?
You know, it might trigger people. I know that in a lot of instances, liberals have asked participants in gatherings to use jazz hands. I love the term jazz hands, where you hold your hands up and you wave them around like you're having a spastic attack of some kind. And they call it jazz hands. It's really spaz hands. And instead of clapping, they don't want people clapping because that might trigger the delicate snowflakes. They could be triggered. So they want people to go like this. I'm going like this with my hands, like I'm Richard Simmons. I'm going like this. And that's what they want people to do. They want them to go like this instead of going like this, because it could trigger. And then they have screaming at the top of your lungs like mental cases. And isn't this going to... Oh, look, it's a zombie attack. Martha, they're coming to get you, Martha. It's the Democrat Party, Martha. This is literally... This is not some ridiculous movie with zombies. This is a gathering of Democrats. And they just won the House. Sorry, Christian.
You couldn't write this stuff up.
You can't
make this stuff up.
Honestly, I don't. I said around Election Day, I said, I got to tell you, I've been watching the news, and I think I'm going to cancel Netflix, because Netflix can't match what these lunatics are doing. Just watch the news.
Really can't. And the amazing thing is, they actually sit around and think about this stuff.
They gin it up. They think it out in faculty lounges. We pay half of them. You know, they're on the taxpayer dole, the taxpayer teat. Oh, speaking of which, have you seen the taxpayer teat? Thank you, Christian. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is moving to Washington because she's been elected to Congress. She's got one big problem, though. That's coming up.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.